Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Live in the mix.
Mike Cuden.
Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500, Bush Queen Vogue Set. Mini Grand Prize, $500, Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Segment, one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300, and 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there! T2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball, Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada, hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500, open to all runway, $500, open to all realness, $500, open to all best dress, $1,000, open to all fake. You understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number 1, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number 2, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. B2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents What Is 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Sim Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressed in Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister vs. Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Won It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Miss Kelly, can I have the legendary Admiral Mother to talk to the floor? Kelly? Everlasting. Walk the runway. Everlasting. Anti-real Miss Beth. Everlasting. Performance Diva.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. Like I tell y'all, every Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday, this is the number one station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. Whether it's gossip, whether it's tea, whether it's shade, whether it's history, this is the spot where you can definitely get it at. Like I tell y'all, I have been telling y'all for the past 3 years, this is the anniversary show, 3 years in the making. All our four shows after Tom's show has came and has gone and has failed, and Tens of Chops is still standing. We are definitely still standing. 3 years in the making tonight. How are you doing? I can't wait. I'm with my legendary co-host, iconic father, Rodney Prodigy, will be on a little later, waiting for him to get off of work. I'm waiting for my legendary co-host, the overall East Coast mother, Nicole Kahn, to definitely press one. I'm waiting for the legendary mother, Divine Chanel, to press one. I'm also waiting for the iconic pioneer, IRR Chanel International, to definitely press one. Tonight is definitely going to be a full show, and it's definitely going to be hot. We have the founder that brought Blog Talk to Ballroom Radio. We have Tom motherfucking Blumenthal is on the motherfucking phone line. And before I go and bring London and Rhonda and everybody else on the line, I definitely have to start the show off definitely bringing the person that brung the radio show to us in ballroom history, Tom motherfucking Blumenthal, to the air, because without Tom, we would not be here for 3 years in the making. So, Switchboard, please give me Tom's intro.
Boys and Queens, presenting the Dynamic Ball DVD producer, originator of the Sneakerverse Sneaker category, executive realness contestant, and member of the House of Laqua, sweetie. He's either loved or hated and is broadcasting live all the way from ATL. Without further delay or hesitation, grab your nuts and squeeze your meat for the one and only Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
Ow. Ow. Welcome to the Anthem.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
What's going on?
Oh, just living the life of a professional, doing what I do. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing so wonderful and highly blessed and favored.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that you guys have made 3 years, and I want to congratulate you and Jasmine and your whole cast of people on your show, and big congratulations to you for sticking with it for 3 years. It's hard to believe it's been that long.
Yes, time has flied when you're having a good time and you're crushing all the other small birds around you.
Well, that is so true. But I have managed to crawl myself out of bed after a long, hard day at work to be on the show with you guys tonight for a brief moment. So I'm really happy to be here. And I was able to dig up my old sidekick, and she's around as well. So we're happy to be here with you tonight.
Oh, she's around as well. Well, hold on. I'm going to give her intro. We're going to bring her on, and then I'm going to bring my sidekick on also. Hold on, let me get her intro. Where is her intro, switchboard? Can you please give me that lady intro?
It's time for the nightly Chav Lee segment with the much-anticipated, highly sought-after, the infamous T-Killer herself. She's the former Florida Evans, reincarnated as the one and only Miss Rhonda Jenkins with Chav Lee.
Rhonda.
Hello.
Rhonda.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hi, Miss Rhonda. How you doing?
Hey, honey. How's it? What's the tea?
Nothing much, honey, just here chilling. But hold on, let me go get my sidekick and bring my sidekick on the line with you. Her name is Miss London Bridges, all the way from London. Hold on.
I come every time you come around my London Bridge. Wanna go down like London.
Wanna go down like
London. Mouth, you're in vogue. You're in the vogue like a lady. Let me show you.
Lady, you're supposed to vogue like a lady. Stay in one spot.
London.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the air, Miss London.
Hello, Kelly. Who else is here?
It's the founder of Blog Talk Radio, Rhonda Jenkins and Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Rhonda.
That intro was nasty.
Yeah, that was a hot intro, chill.
Tonight is definitely good to definitely have both of y'all back on the air, because without Tom and yourself founding Blog Talk, we would not have been here doing this show and still been here for 3 years. So I just want to thank y'all for definitely, you know, bringing this to the ballroom scene.
Well, Kelly, I want to thank you. Thank you for recognizing me in that way and recognizing me as the founder of this new genre, and I was happy to bring it here to the ballroom, and I was happy to leave it in your capable hands.
Oh, thank you. Hold on, we have one of our other co-hosts is on the line now. I would like to welcome to the show the pioneer icon, R.R. Chanel International.
Yes.
You want to talk about today?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Wanda,
how are you?
How you doing? But before we get into talking to Tom, hold on, because, y'all, you know, we have a large cast here now, Tom. Like, we have people. I do the show on Monday. Nicole does the show on Wednesday and Tuesday. Jasmine does the show. So we have a large, large cast here. And, you know, it's just not about Kelly anymore. It's about everybody, and we all work together. So let's welcome to the show our other co-host is on the line. It's the legendary overall East Coast mother herself, Nicole Carr.
Hey, hey, everybody. Hi, Tom. Hi, Rhonda. Hi, Hi, London. Hi, everybody. Happy anniversary.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Yes, this is definitely like a force to be reckoned with. Two shows combining together for the anniversary show. It is really a blessing in the sky.
It definitely is.
Kelly, I thought it was ribbon in the sky.
No, it's a blessing in the sky for me. Okay, keep it cute, London.
At least it's a blessing.
Okay, yes. But Miss Rhonda and Tom, what's been going on with y'all? I know Tom's been working and doing the news and all types of things, honey. We can definitely catch him on, you know, on all access channels in Atlanta. So what's been going on with y'all?
Yeah, you know,
Nicole, fix your background. Nicole, your background is too loud. Now, what was you saying, Miss Rhonda?
I was saying, honey, where were you trying to clock my location, Gio?
Well, you know, honey, we can never clock your location, honey. You're just all over the place, honey. Well, you know, you have dropped off the scene, and now, you know, Miss London is the most hated bitch in ballroom right now.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that, honey. I fell off the scene on purpose, honey. No one ran me away. Let's just say that. And you have that crown over in London. You can have it, honey. I've done my time, and I'm a grown woman with a big ass city, honey. Yes, I'm glad to hear my legacy is carrying on, honey. I was the first princess like Whitney, but I'm still alive, though. May she rest in peace. But you can carry on, though. I'm so glad someone is carrying on the mess and the tea.
Now I'm going to actually give you the floor tonight, you know.
Oh, no, I want to hear how you carry on, honey, and see how you carry that name. And you don't spread the tea and carry the tea. They say you're the most hated bitch. I want to hear it, Chill.
Okay. Make sure you listen to the archives. Did you study?
No. They told me I should have Googled you, but your name didn't come up.
Oh, Miss Rhonda still got her sass and her spice, I see.
Well,
so I'm guessing they have computers in the desert.
Oh, well, honey, well, you have the coins like I have, honey. We can get around
Kelly,
and we can do what we need to do. Yeah.
Kelly, can I ask Tom a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, London, sweetie, how are you? So, Tom, why don't you tell the listeners who's listening in the reason why you had started the Blog Talk Radio when you first founded it?
Well, I guess it was maybe 4 years ago, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, when I first launched it, the whole idea was to, you know, give the ballroom scene a platform beyond just the websites. At that time, it was the Walk For Me and the, you know, all the ballroom groups on Yahoo and whatnot. So I was trying to take it to a new level with the radio show by, you know, giving those screen names a voice. In terms of, you know, you can, instead of seeing what they type online, you can actually hear the voices and, you know, kind of connect with the people around the country. And that was really the idea behind it, as well as, you know, entertainment and tea spilling. Of course, Rhonda Jenkins, the original tea spiller. And, you know, just having a little bit of fun with the whole thing as far as, you know, just laughing and talking. But also having a serious component with it as well, because, as you know, we also did shows to talk about uplifting the community, and, you know, we did serious shows where we interviewed the icons like Tracy Africa and, you know, the likes of those kinds of people. So it was, we tried to do like a well-rounded type of a show where we did entertainment as well as educational stuff and, you know, just uplifting and connecting those of us in the ballroom scene.
And did you find at times, though, that although you were trying to do something positive, that there were always people who wanted to say something negative in regards to what you were trying to do?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the nature of life. And anytime you do anything, you know, anytime you're striving for a goal, you always have those people who, you know, when they don't have the same goal that you do, they're gonna hate on you. You're going to talk bad. They're going to try to throw stumbling blocks and obstacles in your way. But I've always been a determined person, and when I want to do something, I don't let outside forces deter me or obstruct me from reaching those goals. So, you know, we had to deal with a lot of people who hated on the show, who hated on me, hated on Rhonda. But we pressed on beyond that, and I'm glad that we did, because now look what it is today. You got your show and the stuff that you guys are doing. So, you know, I feel good about it.
Can you tell me what were one of your most memorable conversations or one of your most memorable shows that you had that really affected you in a way that you were really glad that you gave someone that platform in order to be able to come onto the show?
Yeah, actually, it was several shows, but I can think of several right off the top of my head. One was the show we did exposing the corruption going on at POCC, but the other show that I think really stood out to me was the interview with Tracy Africa, because that was my first time actually getting to interview her. And we also did an interview with Octavia, which was just totally, you know, that totally blew me away, because I learned so much about Octavia that I had no idea she was doing at that time with, like, her music and stuff. So those three shows in particular stand out to me, and I think about those shows a lot, because at that time that was groundbreaking for ballroom, because it had never been done before, you know, to put them on that kind of national platform where they could be interviewed and talk about real stuff that was happening in the real world, as well as the ballroom scene as well, you know. So definitely those three shows.
Thank you. Rhonda, can you remember a time that you were on the show and you've had a highlight moment of being able to really acknowledge someone that thought their shade was undercover, but you were able to reveal their shade in a way that they gagged?
Yeah. They can be reaching into these archives, honey. Tom?
Yes?
Help me, honey. There were so many moments where we had to really dig into these girls, and they didn't call in with these false accusations and teas, and the kids really trying to clock my location and who I was and calling out the wrong people, honey. Those moments were the most memorable, honey. And I really wanted to start a movement, honey, that stated a T-shirt that said, "I'm Rhonda Jenkins," and just start spreading them, honey.
I agree with Rhonda.
Hello?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I agree. I agree with Rhonda, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I wanted to know, Rhonda, is it true you have Alzheimer's?
No, honey, that's from all the drugs and things of that nature, honey. I remember what I need to remember, honey. Now, what about yourself, honey? You're over there in London. Are your teeth really jacked like the rest of those girls?
No, I actually told you to listen to the archives, and then you were alone, but you're going to learn soon.
I'm sure you've listened to my archives and taken a notice to a page or two, or even a whole pamphlet, honey.
I didn't have to. I'm actually listening to you now, and it's horrifying.
Well, Miss London, honey, let's not get too jazzy, doll baby, before your bridge comes tumbling down, okay? We just met, sweetheart.
So, back to you, Tom.
London. Are you smoking on a pipe, chill?
Yes.
Oh my Lord, honey. If anybody, we're not gonna keep Tom. We're gonna try to keep Tom and Rhonda for like the next 12 minutes. So if anybody's out there and you would like to speak to Tom or Rhonda, please feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. You know, Tom has to get up for work in the morning. So if you're out there and you're on the phone lines and you have a comment, a question, or anything that you would like to ask Tom, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. The phone lines are definitely open, and we are definitely going to take some callers, girls. Y'all better get it while it's hot, honey. Tom and Rhonda only comes around once a year, so y'all better get it while it's motherfucking hot. But go ahead, Nicole. Y'all can go back. Go ahead.
Wait, so she's leaving when Tom leaves?
That's right. You got it.
So Tom,
no,
I'm
a grown ass woman, child. I don't have to play with these little children, honey.
Tom, is she like the little character that sits on your lap and you put your arm through her back and moves the mouth and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Oh my god!
Oh shit!
Okay,
go along, Rhonda.
Oh,
you only have 11 minutes. Tom is getting off in 11 minutes. You only have 11 minutes.
Hold on, y'all. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, God.
Private caller?
Yes, hello.
Hello,
Maya Angelou.
Rhonda Drinkins, I want you to meet Maya Angelou. He's the poet of Tints and Chops today, and she comes on with her poets. Maya, there's Miss Rhonda, and there's the founder, Tom.
How are you?
Do you have a poem for them, Maya? This is a very special event, and they are, like Kelly said, they only come on here twice, you know, once a year. So do you have a poem gotten up together for Rhonda and Tom?
I don't think so.
No?
No, not yet.
Rhonda,
just give me a couple minutes.
Okay, we're going to give him a call.
We gotta put you back on hold.
Yeah, because I think that you should have came up here with a poem, and you need to let these people know that start this what you do as your personality. So Kelly's gonna put you on hold, and you go get it together.
Hold, Maya, you go get it together. You got 10 minutes, and Tom and Rhonda is going to be out here, so you got 10 minutes to get it together. Okay, Maya.
All right.
Okay, I'm putting you on hold. Okay. Anybody else out on the phone line, feel free to press 1. The lines are open. Y'all better get it wise, motherfucking hot. Okay. Also, we have another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Any other callers, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open. They're here. Baby, let's get it.
So, Tom,
yeah.
Back to you. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions in regards to, like, your educational background. Did you have any prior experience with broadcasting? And when you started the show, it helped you a lot because you were able to have some insight on where you were going?
Right. Well, without revealing too much, I did attend a university in Atlanta, and I majored in broadcast journalism. So I do have a background in broadcasting, and that did allow me to easily launch the radio show at that time. Because of that background that I have, it helped me in terms of putting it all together and launching that program at the time. So yeah, the answer is yes.
What do you think? Thank you so much. What do you think some of the key things are in broadcasting that any seasoned veteran can pass on to a new broadcaster?
I think one of the key things, and I've heard Kelly do it tonight, is just maintaining control of your show. And Kelly, and I'm sure you guys know this, Nicole, you know this too, that people will call your show and try to take it over.
Mm-hmm.
So a
mm-hmm.
good host will always maintain control of their show.
Oh, we have a lot of that on this show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I figured, because it was like that back in my day, too. But, you know, I think control is a good thing, and then also having relevant topics that are, you know, of interest to
mm-hmm.
your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And not only providing entertainment, but also providing good information. I think
mm-hmm.
those are key elements to having a good show and being a good host.
Yeah, but wait, hold on, y'all. Without further ado, I definitely want to bring on my sister, my sister, my mentor, the one that she's the one that Tom actually passed the show on to, that actually gave the show to Andre, and then Andre faded off. I definitely want to bring on my sister, the founder, the CEO of the House of Couture, the legendary, iconic one, Jasmine Couture.
Kelly, you a shady bitch.
Why? Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
Y'all didn't catch the shade. And see, ballroom girls will have to make you stay up on your game because y'all didn't catch Miss Kelly.
What are you talking about?
You know what, Tom? You was not supposed to do that. I normally try to refrain away from having the people acknowledge because, see, if you a fat bitch and you know shade, you will catch it, bitch, from a mile away. You don't just have to be ballroom. You have to be knowledgeable. So, Tom, you blew up the spot. You blowing it up the spot, Tom.
I had to let it be known, but that was classic legendary shade. Kelly, I have to give you your props for that.
Mm. Oh, God, I don't know what y'all talking about.
Miss Thing, I love the Kiki. I love when she do that. Oh, my God, I don't know what y'all talking about.
Sometimes you're live on the air.
Hi, sister. How CEO Blog Talk Radio. Happy anniversary. Thank you for being able to provide a lovely show like you have had for me to be insulted, for me to be able to put all the positive things out there that I have put out there. Thank you very much.
Nicole. What? Girl, what are you going through?
I wanted to tell you thank you very much, Miss Ann.
She's having a femme queen moment.
Yeah, I'm kind of
Been having a femme queen moment for a minute now. Tom,
I think it's all these hormones on it.
Can you guys hear me clearly? Is it loud enough?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Tom, Rhonda, I want to say thank you for coming on the air.
Oh, of course. No question about it.
I really appreciate it, as always.
Yeah, anytime.
Did you have any more questions for Tom? I wanted to ask him a couple of questions myself.
No, you can go ahead. If anything else comes to mind, I'll let you know.
Okay. Tom, you hit a couple of key notes that we face, you know, that we've been facing for the past 3 years, and it's really good to hear from someone else who's experienced a lot that we experienced, from all the drama, all the pointing of the fingers, all the bashing and attacks and stuff. Any suggestions to, like, Kelly herself or any of the co-hosts on how to handle being, like, public enemy number one, or how to handle the fact that, let's say, tea is spilled via, you know, text or Facebook or something like that, and you're just a messenger, but all of a sudden it's like you're the enemy now, everyone wants to take it out on you and stuff. How do you think that they should handle things like that?
Well, the short answer for me is I just didn't give a fuck. As you know, I was one of the most hated. I don't mean to sound, yes, I do. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. I just didn't care. I mean, I just said what I had to say, and I still do say what I have to say, and who don't like it, it don't really matter to me. I try to respect people, but I'm just going to tell the truth as I see it. So for people who have a problem with that, that's their issue. I don't make other people's issues my issues.
And that's one of the things I think people hated and loved about you. I mean, you spoke your mind and you spoke it. You never let anybody back you into a corner and make you change your opinion and your thought of things. And people overall respected you for that. You know,
and you know what? And you know what I like too? When they did try to back you into a corner, you were very white man about it. You said you can do whatever you want to do, but believe me, you're going to get arrested.
And I will be honest with you about, you know, for me being behind the scenes, directing the show, you know, producing the show, things of that sort, I witnessed a lot of stuff that Kelly, London, Nicole, even Rodney, RR, you know, everyone has a story on the backlash that they received from being a part of this show. Everyone, including
that's,
myself,
yeah,
but each
that's,
and
that's
every
gonna happen.
Person. Yes.
But you know
each
what I learned
person.
About doing this? One of the things I learned about doing the show is it doesn't matter what you say, you're going to upset somebody. You can come on and have a show that's totally positive and talking about how you can help save lives and get people tested for, you know, diseases and whatnot, and somebody's going to have a problem with that. So
that's why
I say, you know, I just don't care. I'm going to say what I say, and if you don't like it, too bad. You know, the show is my show. I do what I want to do, and if you don't like it, don't listen to it. It's just that simple. That's the way I operate it.
I know that's right. You're talking. Yes.
I don't say that to sound like I'm, you know, the big bad, you know. Whatever.
I don't think you need to even have to say that after you said what you just said. That was just well appropriate and as village, and I live by that. Wait,
after Tom speaks, then Rhonda speaks. Rhonda, it's your turn.
Yeah, please.
Oh, shit.
Listen, honey, you're reaching. It's not that you're reaching. Oh, you are really reaching, Jill. Just sit over there and just listen, okay? Just listen, honey, because you don't. Jill.
Baby, these two together, honey, is a class act. Hold on, y'all. We got a bunch of callers, and I think they might want to speak, and then we got to go back to conversation. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
You guys went out to play last night just to play a game. They were kicking it, they were scratching. Ow! That's the upstate name.
You're gone. 313-400, you're live on the air. You're gone. 313-270, you're live on the air. Okay, thank you for just listening. 818-691, you're live on the air.
Yes.
818-691, you're live on the air. Okay, you girls, y'all pressing one, baby. Y'all going to get disconnected. It's a lot of girls on the phone line that want to get on the line. So, baby, y'all gagging. Y'all going to get that prompt, honey, that the show is for. 252-373, you're live on the air. 252-373, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Private caller, you're live on the air.
What's the tea?
You tell us what's the tea.
You. You're the tea.
Well, I'm in for the show. I just want to let you girls know y'all doing a wonderful job. And I know it's a lot of shade with you, Kelly, and all the girls. Can I take you? But, baby, you keep doing your thing. God got something in store for you. And I, once again, I love you.
Thank you, darling. Hold on. We have our other co-host is definitely on the air and definitely on the lines with us now. Hold on. Divine, you're live on the air.
Jasmine, you worked hard, CEO. That was really nice. Pay attention, America.
But first of all, I'm not the one who creates the intros, Nicole, so don't.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Your workers, they did a very good job. You did very good. That was nice, Devon. Tom, pay attention.
That's old school shade, right?
Divine, so now I make you.
No, let's go on, y'all. Yes. Divine, welcome to the show. Divine.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Oh, my God. They at me already. Oh, my God.
No, that was actually sincerely from my heart. I want to make you happy.
Nicole, London.
Here we go.
Divine.
Hold on.
London is the key.
Hold on, honey. Let's be nice, and let's
let
have
London
some respect,
speak.
Honey. Okay.
No, I'm being
sick.
Wait, London Divine, we do have company. We do have company, Tom and Rhonda.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay.
No, I just want to apologize and say, you know, if you felt some kinds of way, but I speak my mind, you know.
Let me just say hi to Divine. I haven't seen you in so long.
Hi.
Divine. How you been?
What's going on, hi? How are you? Was that Tom Blumenthal?
Yes.
Blumenthal, the one and only.
I knew that voice. How are you? I'm sorry, everybody. I just landed. I had to go to Vegas today and arrange everything for the boss. I just landed back in L.A. Oh, God, it's getting hectic. Yeah.
Word.
How is everyone? Hello, London. How are you? Kelly, good to hear from you.
Hello, I'm lovely.
Hey, daughter.
Yeah.
I'm blessed. I can't complain.
Happy to hear you had a safe flight.
Lots of them.
Yes, I am.
All of them.
Oh, wait, hold on, y'all. We have a caller. 818-691. You're live on the air with the full cast.
What's going on? This is the legendary Father Cage Khan, and I just want to give a shout out to all you guys. It's been a while since I've, you know, been back to the East Coast. I try to make a trip at least twice a year. And
wait a minute.
Cage
from Detroit?
On the show, and I haven't seen him in years. I just want to say what's up to everybody.
Yes,
Kay
from Detroit, Tom.
Kay, how are you, Kay? Let us see your text, babe. How are you?
I
got to tell y'all, Cage was the first ball I ever filmed in Detroit. What year was that, Cage? In 2004 or 2005?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it was before 2004. Yeah, it was the first time you ever did a DVD.
That was my very first all DVD at the Post in Detroit. I was scared to death in Detroit. That was my first time out there too. What's going on, Cage?
Cage, are you still there with us?
Say that again.
Are you still there when Tom was talking to you?
Oh, what did you say, Tom? I didn't hear you.
No, I was just saying hi. I hadn't talked to you or seen you in so long, and I just was reminiscing on the first ball that I ever made was your ball out in Detroit at the Post.
Right, and you know how we used to do it out there in Detroit back in the day? The balls were explosive. They were full of energy.
To say the least.
It's been a while since I've even did a ball.
Detroit's still one of my favorite cities for ballroom. I love it.
Yeah, I haven't been there in 8 years. I've been right here in California.
Word.
Coming down this weekend, Tom, for Detroit?
No. I only tip out to Detroit.
Yeah.
I only tip out to Detroit if Goddess has got something to do with it. Detroit is my – I love Detroit. But the girls out there, they will, you know, I don't know. I just stay away unless it's got his name on it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No shade to anybody
hear
out
from
there,
you.
Though.
But... Yes, hi, Cage. How are you, baby?
What's the business? What's going on?
That's it. I just got your text. I just got a plane, so I wasn't able to. I'm going to call you, afterwards. The show tonight, so I'll probably call you in the morning.
All right. That's what's up.
Okay.
Do we have any more callers?
Oh, we don't have any more callers. If there's any more callers that's on the phone line and you would like to speak with Tom or Rhonda before they get up out of here, because you know Tom has to go to work and Rhonda has to go, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We don't want to hold Tom up. You know he has to get up early in the morning, so press 1, girls, okay?
What?
Child.
They not on this phone tonight.
Hold on, let's go back to Maya. Maya Angelou, you're live on the air. Did you get that poem together, Maya?
Yes, I'm trying a little bit. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Maya.
Hi, Maya. So give us the poll that you wrote, Maya.
I just started a little bit, but I'll try my best. 3 years on the show with voices we all know, recalling fun times or reading the balls people throw. From the girls getting locked to the girls making coins, jumping from house to house, which one will they join? The shade starts now. Let the reading begin. The girls vogue down. Only one will win. And I am a true poet.
That's your last poem. You should retire, Maya.
And I thank you.
thank you, Maya, for that poem, honey.
Honey, would someone send Mary Poppins over there to get Poppins her bag? Miss London?
Wait, is she talking to me?
Yes, she's talking to you, Dollface.
Yes, ma'am, honey. Go sweep your chim-chim-chiroo, boo.
You know, I couldn't hear her because, you know, she's, like, older than the queens on Paris is Burning.
Oh, no, I'm finally calling you live on the air.
Where's the ground? Before chim-chim-chiroo, please, honey. This
Private caller, we're not having no grams tonight, private caller. Not tonight. Tonight is not about the grams tonight, private caller, okay? Keep it cute.
Wednesday night ain't never been about the grams or private callers.
That must be something
new. We only take private callers tonight. Starting next week, there will be no more private callers at all on any show unless Nicole and Jasmine decide to take private callers on their show. Will not take any more private callers anymore starting next week, Monday. There will not be a private caller that will be accepted. All private callers will be hung up on, honey.
I'm following that spirit, so
okay.
My show.
You know, that was one of our number one problems back when we were on the air, is the private callers.
Mm-hmm. I call them restricted girls, those girls who don't want their identity to be, you know, so seen.
Mm-hmm.
So they call
with
the
private calls. Get your private calls in right now, because next week there will not be any more private callers that will be listening to the show or be taking calls from private callers. So y'all might as well get all y'all calls in tonight, get all y'all reads in tonight, because you won't to be able to read starting next week. And if you would like to advertise your ball, your party, or anything, definitely hit me up on Facebook, and I'll definitely give you all the information that you need to advertise your information. And remember, it's $100. We have a couple of more callers, and then we're going to let Tom and Rhonda get up out of here, because I know Tom has to go to work. Private caller,
yeah.
You're live on the air.
Graham?
Bye. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Here is my doc.
Bye.
Y'all go ahead. Y'all keep on. You keep, as the longer the private callers keep doing that, y'all just ending it for it being a private caller for the rest of the night. And then you're going to be kikiing at your fucking self in the mirror.
773-902, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Tom? Hey, everybody on the show. This is Neiman.
Hey, Neiman.
How are you? I'm good. I'm good. I wanted to call in since everybody used to think that I was Rhonda Jenkins, and I were both on the phone together.
Oh, wow. So in that case, leave it. You got to say Jasmine speak, London speak, Kelly speak. Everybody thinks somebody is somebody.
I'm so glad you called in, because you just made me remember. Everybody used to hit me up asking me if you were Jasmine.
Yes, me up.
Wait. They said I was Rhonda. No, Neiman. They used to think Neiman was Rhonda.
Yes.
Well,
all
baby,
the
time. If you knew how many people they think was London, baby, it would be a mess, honey. It would be a fuck. It's a key, honey.
Okay,
Miss London
so
be
that,
out.
That,
she be at the ball.
That,
she be taking pictures of the girls. The girls don't even know. They getting pictures snapped of them and everything, honey. It's a mess.
Well, let's do what we've been doing lately. Let Rhonda and let Neiman speak at the same time so that we can put an end to that scandal.
Yes, all of that. All of that.
Yes,
like
all of that, all of that.
Oh, God, legendary time. Yes,
get in, London. You ready to go?
Yes. But Nima, how you been, man? For real, how's everything going?
I've been good. It's been a while since I spoke. I haven't spoke to you since what, December?
I know. We got to catch up more. I'm gonna have to call you and say hi sometimes.
Right. But I've been good.
You know,
I've been good.
I'm coming to Chicago this summer. I promise. You know, I don't like to travel in the winter months, but I will be out there this summer.
Okay, that's what's up. But
well,
for the
make
record,
sure
Rhonda,
you go to Chicago, it's not a Herrera function. Oh shit.
No, I don't do those.
Okay.
I'll come out and do the taste or something like that, but I don't do that function. No. So that's
not okay. Neiman, I want to thank you for definitely coming on. I'm going to take these last five callers and so we can let Tom go.
All right.
Thank you.
The next caller is 718-788. You're live on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Welcome to the air. The legendary, iconic mother herself, Kiana Evisu, is live on the airwaves with us.
Hello. Hello, CEO. Hello, Kelly. Hello, London. Hello, Divine. Hello, Dr. Nicole. Dr. Blumenthal, Pioneer.
Yes.
Hey, Miss Jenkins.
Yes.
How are you? I just
wanted
to say to you guys. I just want to sit there and say to you guys, happy your 3-year anniversary. Keep doing what you do. And I'm just listening. Good night.
You're free.
We're just listening. The next caller is 646-472. You're live on the air.
It's not like going home. It's not a part of gaming.
Okay, we ain't got time. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
The devil is a liar.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, how y'all doing?
You're doing fine and yourself?
Happy anniversary, y'all.
Thank you very much.
I don't mean to be mean, but he sounds like his lip is hanging.
This is not the jet lag here, roll number.
Okay, private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Jesus is my doctor.
Oh, girl, y'all cackling cows and say, what the fuck, honey? I would like to wish the icon, Whitney Garcon, a happy birthday. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Whitney Garcon.
Happy birthday.
I wish you many more to come. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Happy birthday to you.
The blood.
Happy birthday. The blood.
I rebuke that voice.
The blood.
Father Paula, you're live on the air.
Okay,
hold on, y'all. We got our last and final co-host just got up of work, and he is definitely here with us. Please welcome to the radio show the icon, father, overall father, Rodney Prodigy. Hold on.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney. Rodney. Realness. Urban. Let's go.
Rodney, you're live on the air with the full cast of Serve the Kids and Zorchops.
What's going on, everybody?
Hello.
We got Tom,
hello.
Rhonda, London, Nicole, Kelly, Jasmine.
Divine.
Who else is on here?
Divine.
Okay.
Rhonda and Tom is on.
I said, I better get on before Tom gets off. I know he gets off the phone early. So I said, I got to get on before he gets off.
Rodney, you are giving it.
What's going on, sir? Rhonda, what's going on?
I don't know,
yes, it's so good to hear your voice.
Yes. You look so good in Atlanta when I saw you.
So, Rhonda, I hear a change in your voice. Did your pussy twitch when Rodney got on the phone?
Yeah. You come to this London, honey. It's your same on my top or my dime chair, okay? Look your own home, Miss Boo.
So Tom, are you getting Rhonda's leash ready? Is it almost time to go?
So Rodney, the last time I saw you, it was at the mall, I think, in Atlanta, right? Or was it Detroit? I forget.
Yeah, it was Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. But we did.
That was MLK weekend.
Right. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, it was, as always, it's always a pleasure to run into you and to speak with you on the line here.
Same here.
Rodney, don't mind going to work. That's a good thing. Don't mind going to go to work, honey. I don't blame you.
Baby. Oh, yes.
Now, is Jasmine still here?
I'm still here, Tom. I have a question for you.
Before we go, I just want to make sure you didn't have any other questions for me.
Yeah, I wanted to say something to you. First, of course, thank you as always. You and I keep
Sebastian
a very.
Go ahead. No, that was Rodney's phone. I muted him. Go ahead. I muted him for a minute.
Where was I? Tom, you and I always carry a very good relationship. We have over the past couple of years. You know, I call you for suggestions. We share a lot of info and stuff. I want to bring up one last thing before you leave. Over the past 2 weeks, I started a new show called The State of Emergency, where I'm allowing people to call in and express themselves, their voice, especially the stars and the statements, because, you know, a lot of the legends and icons are the blame for so much that's happening in the ballroom scene. And I just want to hear your opinion on where this ballroom scene is at right now. What direction do you think it needs to go for a change? And, you know, I know this is one of the reasons why you pulled yourself away, because of all the drama and stuff. But basically, I just want to get your opinion on everything that's happening right now, from what you witnessed, what you may hear at times. And, you know, even though you're not going to balls and you're not always in the center of it, but you do get the calls and the affiliation of friends and houses and stuff. What is your opinion and, you know, what's going on right now?
Well, you know, of course, this might be controversial, but I'm just going to speak my opinion and, you know, it is what it is. Well, first of all, I congratulate you for giving the younger participants in the ballroom a voice, the stars and the statements, because I believe the change begins with them. I think you're right. A lot of the problems, not even the legends, but particularly among some of the icons, and I stress some of the icons, the fact of the matter is some of them need to just sit down. Some of them need to some of them are like cancers, you know, and they grow on the scene and they cause nothing but death and destruction. And I think some of them need to, you know, just step back, step away. But, of course, you know, egos are just too strong to allow something like that to happen. So I think that the change that needs to happen in ballroom is going to have to start with the younger people, because the older members of the scene, I think, are just so set in their ways and they're ignorant, some of them, that they will never change. And so I think it's a good idea that you do that. As far as where the scene is going right now and the state of it right now, I really can't give you an honest answer, because I've been off the scene for so long, I really don't know what the current state is. I imagine, though, that it probably hasn't changed that much since I left. Because, as you said, I do get some of the phone calls and I hear what's going on from time to time. And it's never anything that is good. So I guess the state of the scene is probably about the same as it was when I left, which was chaos and drama and violence and all of that stuff. And that's unfortunate, because I think there's so much potential in this genre, in this culture, if we were to cultivate it in a positive way. And again, I think that's possible if the right people decide this is what we want to do with the scene. And in order for that to happen, I just feel like some of these so-called icons are going to have to fall by the wayside in order for that to happen and for the scene to move forward. And I'm confident that, you know, it's going to take some time, but I think it will happen with people like yourself, Jasmine, and other positive influences reinforcing the good things about us, about each other, and about the scene. And, I, you know, I'm confident that in time that will happen. And I hope that answers your question. But, you know, like I always tell like I always tell the younger people that I come in contact with, whether they're in the scene or just in life, you know, say no to drugs, say yes to your education, and you control your own destiny, basically. And, you know, that's a choice I made early on in life. And look where I'm at now. So it's, anybody can make it. You know, it's just a matter of personal choice. So before
well, I really
ask, I do want
to.
Do anybody
absolutely.
Else have any questions for Tom before he leaves and get up out of here? Nicole,
let me congratulate Jasmine real fast because I do want to say that, you know, out of all of the people in the ballroom scene, and I don't go to very many balls anymore at all, but the one ball that I will always support when I'm able to is a ball by Jasmine because of the history and the relationship that we have and what she's trying to do with the ballroom scene. But, Jasmine, as you know, I've told you this before, and I'll tell you again, I think that the $5,000 and the $10,000 grand prize needs to never, ever happen again because, you know, for many, many reasons, but I just think that doesn't need to happen again. But anyway, I don't want to get too far off on a tangent, but congratulations to you, Jasmine, to you, Kelly.
Yeah, no, my turn. Wait, Tom, this is Nicole.
Okay.
I was listening to what you said, because you can't just leave like that after you make your statement because I have to rebuttal. You know that. Okay,
yes.
I hear what you're saying, and I also believe that a foundation that is built on crookednesses and cracks and lies and deceitful will never grow. I do believe that, and I do believe the people that have them malicious ways and those intentions and the manipulating ways, that maybe they are people that should not be in the ballroom scene. But is it safe to say that you cannot remove the foundation because who would the younger scene have to look up? And what footstep would they follow if not the old bitter old queens were not there? And what footsteps would they move forward to? Where would they be building from if they didn't have the, you know, and you're right, maybe some of them are negative and maybe some of them are do a lot of them. For me, a lot of them aren't, because it depends on how you allow people to attach themselves to you,
right,
because of who they are. So
why should they be a follower, not a leader?
Well, because everybody has to follow before they lead. We follow our mother all the way under her breast until we are able to go out on our own. So everybody has to follow before they lead. It's all determined on how long are you following.
No, but if you can go to a ball on your own, you can, you know.
But because you went to the board doesn't mean that you knew nothing of what was going on. Where did it come from? What does it mean? You just see a bunch of people on the floor, you know, participate. And so I'm asking Tom, and I don't want to get missed past the question, so hold up, London. What would it be?
Well, I mean,
if,
yeah, the answer to your question is kind of what London said. But I mean, the younger kids in the scene, just as in life, you have to create your own footsteps and make your own path. And that's why I stress and I emphasize the word some of the icons, not all of them, but some of them do need to step aside, because if you look at the footprints that they have laid, if some of these younger kids were to follow those footsteps, they would be following them to prison or to a life of drug use, a life of prostitution, a life of from floor to floor, not having anything of your own. Why would anybody want to follow those kind of footsteps? I don't get it. And that's why I
tell people today to not to allow them to come into this lifestyle, because I don't think it's the footstep of the human being. I think it's actually the footsteps of just the way it is. When you enter this lifestyle, it's up to you to change it.
I don't necessarily agree with that, because I've been gay all my life and I have never felt the need to do any of those things.
Chose something different. That's what I'm saying. You chose something different, but the protocol to everybody has been the same from Paris is Burning and before. So you chose
exactly
different.
But that's exactly why I said some of the icons that people look up to and follow,
mm-hmm,
those people need to step aside because they are a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They are, and I make no bones about this. I don't hold any punches. They are cancers, and they know who they are. And,
Tom, let me ask you a question. If you had to pick three positive icons, who would come to mind just off the top of your head?
See, I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but I would not be telling – let me just speak about me. I would not be looking to anybody in this scene to be my positive inspiration in life. And that's not to say that there's no good people in the scene, because that's not true. But for me, I just look at things in a bigger picture than just the
but
ball.
But what I'm asking you is, you know, everybody has somebody that they look up to as a role model, and I'm quite
mm-hmm.
sure that you've been in the scene long enough to acknowledge those positive icons
okay,
that are
well,
in
me,
the ball.
Let me give you some names. Then. Let's take Jasmine, for instance, since she's on the show. I mean, a business owner who has a beautiful home, who has, you know, who takes care of herself and her family. That's clearly somebody that you should want to look up to in terms of modeling your life after as a success. Rodney Prodigy, for example. Now, Rodney has his weak moments, like we all do, but this is a man that, ever since I've known him, works every single day of his life. You know, in terms of just working and buying your own shit and taking care of yourself, that's a person that you would want to look up to. I mean, so there are people in the scene who are positive role models, but again, you know, it's about you as an individual. You should know what you want out of life, and you should know how to get it, and you shouldn't have to look
at
any
person. What you just did, I'm sorry for cutting you off. I apologize. What you just did, though, you named two of the newer icons. So what you're not giving me is the history of the ones who may still be here, like myself, like Tony, like Stuart, that are trying to make a difference. But because of some
wait a
of
minute,
the
wait
others.
A minute. Well, okay, see, that's where we have to part ways, because you just mentioned some key names that I don't see at all as trying to make a difference. And I'm not even going to go there because I don't even want to have that discussion. But, okay, if you want to talk about some of the older icons, then let's look at Tracy Africa, who I interviewed. I mean, here's a person who made it into the mainstream of, quote-unquote, America, you know, as a model doing her thing, and at the same time still had the ballroom scene at her knees, you know,
and don't want to be a part.
Right, but she chose to move beyond it because of the drama associated with it, and I totally understand her decision. But I mean, my point is that person is an older icon, as you put it, RR, who you can look at and model your life after, who did not get caught up in the ballroom, you know, shenanigans and drama that goes on.
And you're right, and I respect what you're saying, Tom, and you're right. But you know something, Stewart gets up every day and he goes to work and he has a very good job.
Well, I'm not
okay?
going to, but look, I'm
and,
not going to make
no,
this
I'm,
about
I'm
any.
Not,
well,
no,
I'm
no,
not
no, 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 no. I know that.
Individual.
Tom, just hear me out.
But no, I
hear
have my opinion.
Out.
No, I have my opinion, RR, and I don't want to argue opinions because I'm not trying to change yours. And
that's
you not
what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to make a point, not on your behalf of what you said, because
well,
you're 100% right to say what you're saying, but you can't neglect the fact that there are seasoned icons who are making a difference. There are. Because
okay.
if that was
my,
the case,
my response
if that,
to that
was the
but
case.
But my response to that is this, RR. Yes, you can be trying to make a difference. You can be making a difference today, but don't think that because today you are trying to change some stuff that people are supposed to forget about the dirt and drama that you caused last year, you know what I'm saying, or the year before that. No, that stuff doesn't go away. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I could never move forward with a person who has done all kinds of dirt in the past, and now they've had this, you know, life transformation and want to try to make amends, and you expect me to follow you. No, that's not going to work. And that's why I tell people, don't be trying to follow no one person or two people in this scene. You make your own path, and you do your own thing. You don't have to follow anybody to be a success in life or in the ballroom scene. And I think that's part of the problem of ballroom. Everybody's perpetuating this idea of you got to follow me. I'm in charge. I'm the icon. I'm the leader. Follow me. No, fuck that. You did your thing. We congratulate you. Now you sit down and let these young kids come and do their thing. That's how it needs to be.
Any other questions from anyone else?
So Tom, how do you feel about Selvin and Jack's icon status?
I have no opinion on it at all. I really do not care, to be honest with you. And I'm not trying to take anything from them. I don't follow ballroom like that anymore. So who's an icon, a legend? I really don't care. That's my opinion on it.
Okay.
Hold on a second, Tom. I know we're holding you up so much, so I'm just going to ask one last question. But I'm going to make a small little statement in reference to what you said. And, you know, I always value your opinion. Just like RR, I always reach out to so many people. But the one statement that you just made I want to just use an example of maybe an ex-addict or, someone who's in recovery now after so many years of living life a certain way. Now they've changed their life around. They are now, they've maybe found the Lord. They're preaching the gospel. They're now doing positive things for themselves, and they want to become that role model. Do you think just because their past lingers around them at times, it should, people should still avoid the change?
And that's not what I'm saying. I don't mean to give that impression, but here's the thing. You can never escape your past. Now, does that mean that I have to walk around beating you over the head about stuff you did 10, 15 years ago?
No, the devil's a liar. You can. You can't escape my past.
Okay.
I can escape my past. The devil's a liar. Just like you, Tom, having a bunch of problems and you saying, I want to free myself. Now, everybody's around you letting you know Tom used to be a crackhead. Now, you're not a crackhead. You're working in a lawyer's office, and you have escaped that. You don't deal with them people. You don't live in that environment. But the people around you won't forget. But you have forgotten because you have moved on.
But Nicole, let me say this. If you, let's just say a former drug addict, as an example, have stolen from your family, have hurt the people that you loved, and you've gotten yourself clean, you move beyond your past.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't expect your family, when you come back around, that they're going to invite you in and leave you in the house with the safe open.
Right, no, because they can't escape my past. So 9 out of 10, I wouldn't even allow myself to be put in that situation because I wouldn't expect for them to do that because of my past. But they are the one who is living with what I did and not what I'm doing. So they have the problem. I've got to move on.
Well, and that's one way to look at it, and I'm not disputing that. If that's how you look at it, fine. I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm not saying my opinions are right. They're just my opinions. You're entitled to yours, and I respect it.
No. And we always I love to conversate with you to to agree to disagree.
I'm not mad or anything. We're having
no.
a conversation here. And
no,
I'm
absolutely
just,
not.
To answer Jasmine's question, I do think, for instance, RR is a person who has talked openly on my show, when I had my show, about his battles with drug addiction and how he came out of that and how he turned his life around. I think that's a wonderful story for people to learn from and use as a model of what not to do. Do I feel like RR has nothing to contribute? Absolutely not. I would never say that. I think he does have some things to contribute to the scene. What I'm simply saying, though, is for people who are coming up in the scene, RR does not have to be the be-all and end-all to look to in terms of how to be the quote-unquote legendary or the iconic figure in the ballroom scene. Make your own road. Do your own thing. You don't have to look to anybody to follow to be a success, whether it's in life or ballroom. And that's not to discount RR and his transformation and the things that he has to contribute, because I believe if you're smart, you can learn from everybody. You can take bits and pieces from everybody. Even the people I don't like, I can still learn from, because I know what mistakes I don't ever want to make in my life. So I'm not saying throw RR away, throw the others away, but I'm saying that some of these icons need to have enough, if they really, quote-unquote, care about the scene and about the people in the scene, then they ought to realize maybe it's time for me to just step aside. I can give advice from the sidelines. I can give encouragement from the sidelines. But let me step back and let these young kids take it over. That's my point that I'm trying to make.
And I think it's a valid point, in all honesty.
Again, Jasmine, I just want to thank you, and I think Rhonda wants to say goodnight as well, but I want to thank you, and I want to, again, congratulate Kelly and the entire cast, because I really like what you guys have done in terms of incorporating the different personalities on the show. By the way, I got a text asking me about Miss Aviance. Miss Aviance is doing wonderful. She still lives in D.C., does her celebrity blog and all that stuff, so Miss Aviance is holding it down. But, again, congrats to the whole cast, to Rodney, to Divine, to RR, Nicole, London, if I missed anybody, I'm sorry, Kelly, of course. But congratulations to you guys. I'm so glad that I was able to leave this legacy for the ballroom and for you guys to continue on. And, it's amazing. People don't even remember Serve the Kids Radio because y'all been around so long now. So I like that. That's what's up.
Well,
thank
Tom, you continue to do what you're doing in the world, and I'm sure that you're going to continue to make a difference, and may God continue to bless you, and I hope to see you one day soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Like I said, for starting such a a hot forum for everybody to get out here and do their thing. I mean, I remember from back in the day as well, Tom, we had a couple, I was on a couple of times, and I mean, this is your baby. It's kind of, you know, you guys kind of started it off, and it's taken off to be something that's just, I think, is amazing. I mean, we needed this forum for people to just get out here and be able to say what they have to say, get it off their chest, and others be able to hear it.
Yeah, but the beautiful thing is, and I don't even refer to it as my baby anymore, because the beautiful thing is I was able to let it go and let people come behind me. And I don't walk around, yeah, I created that. That's mine. That's mine. No, that's selfish. I don't do that. I let y'all have it.
Amen to that, Tom.
No, I'm for real. And I mean that with all sincerity. I'm glad that y'all have been able to take it and surpass what I did. I think y'all took it to a whole new height, even beyond what I did. And that's the beauty of, you know, a legacy. When somebody can come behind you and take what you did and build it even better than what you had made it the first time around. That's what's up.
Amen, Tom.
Hence to Rhonda.
Rhonda, give him your closing so we can get up out of here.
Well, Tom, can you pull my string, honey, so I can say these closing lines? Chill.
Yes, I'm pulling it right now.
Okay. Well, remember, kids, it does not change. My voice may have changed, but the line is the same. When the kids try it on your time and on your dime, you give them a stiff, stern look. Like the legendary B author, and tell them, chill.
Yes.
That was cute.
Ron, right, I mean, London, did you have any last closing statements for Rhonda?
No, I just want to say, you know, nighty-night, hush puppy.
Let me just say this and I'll be gone. London, I came on the show, honey, to hear your shade and all that. Not to throw shade to you, honey, but I wish you the best of luck in your line. And I hope you get the hold of things and the grasp of things, honey, because your shade is rather late. And all you do is sometimes I can just listen, okay? But you grab that together, and then, you know, I'll check on you from time to time, okay?
Okay, I'll be seeing you in the chat room, you know.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you again.
Okay, honey, hold on. Let's go. We about to take some more callers. Honey, hold on. We have the legendary pioneer icon on the phone with us, Father of All Fathers, Tony Revlon. You're live on the air.
Well, honestly, it's no need for me. First of all, I want to say hello to everybody that's on the phone. It's no need for me to get on there now. There's no need for me to get on there now because I wanted to get on the phone with that bitch on the phone. And let me say something to all of y'all. This is supposed to be a radio show of, like, if y'all are co-hosts and hosts, y'all are supposed to keep it real. Y'all have people coming on here making comments about people that's icons and stuff that shouldn't be doing this and should not be doing that. When we have a group going on, Jasmine, that we are trying to make a change, but then as soon as he says something, you set a value point on one of his statements. That's like contradicting everything that you are and every other icon is trying to do here. So that what that man said was not a value point. He's a piece of shit. Y'all all know that. Y'all need to start keeping it real. His ass shouldn't even came on the show because anything that would happen to any one of y'all motherfuckers, his ass would be right on the show reading y'all.
So, Tony, you're mad because he gave his opinion?
No, I'm mad on because of what you said after a value point. That was not no value point of what he said, knowing that what you are trying to do inside the scene. So how is that a value point?
But that's his opinion.
No.
If he wants to make his point, Jasmine,
that's his opinion. True and well. Everyone has a right to their own opinion. It's just like an asshole. Some is shitty and some is not. My point is I'm making is that once he was his opinion, you came right back after his opinion and said a value point.
It's not about your point because you know what you're trying to do inside this scene. So therefore, what he said about stepping aside, that means that he's including you also. So therefore, that's not a value point. You see, the thing here, I listen to the show and I listen to the show. If y'all go do it right, or don't do it at all. And that's just real. I sat here and then y'all said something the other day that was a disrespect to me, Stuart, and the other icons. You know, y'all need to think before y'all open your mouth. And that's just real. And that's just being real here. Congratulations on your anniversary and all that. But if y'all gonna keep going forward, you do it right or don't do it at all. Because that was not no damn point.
You what? Calling in on the radio about people's personal opinions
No, I have nothing to do with no personal opinion. I'm going off of what I heard you say. Stuart Terry, James Icon, Tony Malone is trying to make a change. So what he was saying was for all of us that step aside and let the new generation step up. No, that's not true. That's because if you let the new generation step up, who is going to teach them? The new generation going to teach the new generation? Hello? No.
But that's the point, Tony. That's the point I was trying to make when I said to him, there are positive seasoned icons that has made a difference and can make a difference. And that's when he said, but those icons have a wretched past, in other words. And
okay,
let
me say this. Okay, I'm not gonna say anything about Tom. It is what it is with Tom. We all know how Tom is. People feed into Tom and all of that. For him to say a record pass, everyone has a record pass in some type of way. He has a record pass. A 13- and 12-year-old kid. That's record. So therefore nobody's record pass have nothing to do with it. We all on this phone got some kind of pass, and then it doesn't make a difference how the record is.
That's the difference we're trying to make with these kids. We're trying to let them know you don't have to go through what we went through. We're trying to prevent you from going through that because we already know what it can lead to. So
and nobody is better to do it but a reckless pass. No one can really teach it but a reckless
you
pass.
You can't teach something if you've never been
I got to ask you all this question. The most drug counselors is people that have been on what?
Drugs.
The most alcohol counselors what?
Alcoholics. And every case manager is because of what? Okay, so you have to embrace what you had been or where you came from to teach today. I personally believe I think too much of it. It was a little bit disrespect to RR and all of them because he decided to move on. And anybody that decides to move on can't really have a personal opinion because they don't see the things. They don't see the things that are going on today. That's why they dropped out. So the opinion.
Nicole, I'm going to also say this to y'all, okay? The first radio show was who? His? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and I think his show was disrespecting a lot of legends and icons then. So what makes him any motherfucking different than anybody now? He started this disrespectful shit. You want to keep it real. Why do you think Jack threw a drink at him? Why do you think people was looking for him? For him being disrespectful. That's why. So therefore, his opinion is his opinion. You're right. He divorced his opinion. But if you're a positive person and you want something positive, agreeing to what he's saying and knowing that you doing something that's trying to change the scene. What is he doing to change the scene? Did he come back into the scene? No, because you know too many motherfuckers is after him. Y'all have a nice night. Nicole, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
But Tony, I think it was him basically telling the truth, you know?
Tony's gone.
About it.
Hold on, Tony's gone. Hold on, Tony's gone.
Everybody, hold on to everybody that's in the chat room, to everybody that's in the chat room and everybody that's on the phone line. We're going to take in, we definitely do have another co-host that was on the show with us, but she's not here with us anymore. So everybody that's in the chat room and everybody that's on the phone line, can we please have a moment of silence while I play Jennifer's intro for Jenny from the blog, because she was definitely a part of this show. So everybody in the chat room, stop typing. No typing in the chat room. Anybody on the phone, can I have a moment of silence?
Children grow and women choose and men go work and some do still. Everyone's got to make a living.
Hello, yeah. J-Lo, yeah. Yo. We off the blocks this year. Went from a low to a lot this year. Everybody mad at the rocks that I wear.
I know where I'm going and I know where I'm from. You hear locks in the air.
Yeah, we at the airport out. D-block from the block where everybody airports out.
With a new white tee, you fresh. Nothing phony with us. Make the money, get the mansion, bring the homies with us.
For the moment of silence for our sister, our fallen angel, Jenny from the Lot. Is everybody
I'm crying.
Because Jennifer was definitely a part of this cast. She was definitely a friend. She was definitely a sister to a lot of us. And we definitely had to recognize Jennifer with our anniversary show. There would be no, me, Nicole, and Jennifer, before I became the host, me, Nicole, and Jennifer was definitely the Charlie's Angels of, lessons with the icon.
Yes.
So, definitely a big shout-out to Jenny from the blog, honey. But now, let's get away from everything that we was at. Please, let's get away from all of that. I don't want to talk about all of that. What I want to do is, for the different callers out there and everybody that's on the phone lines, we can start with the people that's on the phone lines, but I would like the callers to take and be a part of this segment with us. I want to know your favorite moment of the show of the last 3 years, or whether it was it last year. Please come and press 1 and give me a highlight for one of our shows. We don't have so many shows. Please, everybody that's on the phone lines, please press 1, give us a highlight, tell us which one of you was your favorite shows and everything, and let's just get it popping and have some fun, honey. Let's get all the heaviness from the ballroom scene. Let's take that away for right now, and let's have some fun with this last couple of hours that we have here on the show. Let's have some fun with it. So can anybody that's on the phone line, call us, press 1. I'm going to come to y'all, but I'm going to ask everybody that's on the phone lines first, London, Jasmine, Nicole, Devine, Rodney, their favorite moment and, being a part of the cast or just listening to the show. So I'm going to go in order as it is on the switchboard, and I'm going to start with London first.
Wait, don't start with me first.
Well, okay, well, then I'm going to start with Jasmine. She's next on the list.
My favorite, you're saying the favorite episode?
Yeah, favorite episode, favorite moment, anything that happened on the show.
Wow, there's so many things that happened throughout the year. I want to say one of the things that I look forward to, or that, kind of showed me a good side of the show, was the fact when Nicole started interviewing and getting some of the older generation to be a part of the show and actually telling stories and sharing with us some of the stuff that, you know, they've been through in life and what got them to the point of their ballroom career and stuff. That was some of my highlights. I mean, the drama and the gossip and all that stuff is cute. The ballroom recaps are cute for people who don't feel they're not able to attend the balls and stuff. But when we started doing the history lessons with some of the people, I really was, like, really glued, really listening, and, you know, I found it very educational. So those were some of my highlights.
Okay.
I have a favorite moment. I'm sorry.
That's what I said.
My favorite moment was when we did the What's Benji Khan.
Oh, that's why you loved it too, Nicole. That's
yeah.
Right.
Well, my favorite moment was the Nicole show when she had me on the show. And I had the opportunity to come on and share my life story amongst thousands of people who've never really had the opportunity to hear my story. And because of Nicole doing that on the radio, it inspired me to want to come and listen every week. And by me listening every week, I felt that I could give something back just by being a voice on the radio. And when I was asked to definitely come on to the show, it really gave me an opportunity for people to actually see that there are pioneers and icons that do care about the well-being of our ballroom history. And I want to thank Nicole for giving me that chance to come onto her show and interviewing me and all the other pioneers and all the other legends and icons that are soon to come. So that's my most memorable moments of the show, because I could do without the shade and I can do without all the reading and I can do without all the bashing. But to learn history is something that a lot of kids never went to high school and went to that class to study. So if you can hear it on the radio and it's going to help you, that's where the whole effect comes into play. Because Nicole, kudos to you.
Okay.
This is so heavy for me.
Nicole.
This is so heavy for me.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I think that's the whole purpose I wanted to play. But I'm going to take the other fence and I'm going Kelly's side. As far as what I have brought to the show, and it has been many things with the sister to sister, the mother to mother, the Benji Khan, it's all a part of everything that I just want to speak out. So thank you very much, but that's what God said do, and that's what I did. But as far as my part, I guess the conversation, the prostitution conversation and the silicone conversation was very, very interesting. On my sister's show would have been the line of all these girls out there voguing, putting wigs on, looking all rat-a-tat-tat-tat. I got furs and shoes and all types of things in my closet, which would have been when Jasmine gave the first $5,000 and the show after Chris Ginger won over Christina, where it was me and Jennifer and everybody that was just, it was everybody on the phone line. So that was a real favorite moment for me, too.
I do have one more. There was a show, I think Nicole did it, the show where you had femme queens who date butch queens.
Yes, that's, yes.
Yeah, I live for that show, too.
Rodney?
Okay. I'm going to do the positive, and then I'm going to do a little bit of the shade. I did like the interviews with RR, my father, Tony, and Jasmine. Very in-depth and, you know, personal into their lives. You know, some things that a lot of people didn't know about them. And then on the other side was when Kadon came on the show, because no one would ever expect to hear Kadon go off like that on
that
the show.
Good.
That was a moment for me.
Okay, Divine.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. My moment was My moment was when we did the show with the Thursday Date the Girls, and we did the Love Connection. And then my moment after that is just when Nicole comes on and gives it to me. I love it. I just really love it. I live for that.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Kelly, you get to have three.
Well, my favorite moment is definitely definitely that I have been out for so many years, and you know, and my first ever chop at a major ball was from the pioneer icon Stuart Ebony. So definitely, that would definitely have to be one of my favorite shows when I got a chance to the toe with Stuart on the radio. That would definitely have to be one of my favorite shows. And another one of my favorite shows would definitely have to be Jasmine coming on the show reading and telling them they can go to Thailand and suck that dick out of the jar. That would definitely have to be another one of my favorite shows. And another one of my favorite shows would definitely be have to be, well, two of them. It would definitely have to be R.R.'s interview and definitely Junior La Beja Couture interview with Nicole. Those are definitely my highlights of, you know, of the show. It's just so many things that has happened over the 3 years of us being here, from the ups and the downs, and to, you know, me not wanting to do the show anymore because, you know, a lot of people don't know. Sometimes it becomes, I'm going to speak freely, but sometimes the show really becomes overwhelming to me because it's not that it becomes overwhelming to me like that, to the sense of the girls getting at me and the things that the girls say. It becomes overwhelming because I'm up out of my bed 3 nights out of the week, and whether I'm on the phone line, I'm still here doing the show because I'm behind doing the switchboard when Jasmine is at work and she can't get off in time enough to do the switchboard. So it's overwhelming to me that I'm here 3 nights out of the week, like still on the 5 hours doing the show, and my husband's in the bed, and I'm getting off the show at 3 o'clock, and then after the show is over, because everybody thinks once the show is over at 3 o'clock, that's the end of the show. That's not the end of the show. Once the show is over at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock, I sit on the phone with Nicole and Jasmine, and we recap everything that happened on the show and what we did wrong and how we said things wrong and everything. And everybody don't know that y'all think that me and Nicole just sit here and we read and we do the things that we do, bitch. Me and Nicole is like motherfucking kids at the end of the night once the show is over. Y'all don't know, bitch. We get on the phone with Jasmine, and Jasmine blasts us and read us. Y'all shouldn't have did that. Y'all got to correct that. Y'all this and that and that. And it's a lot more than that. And then, you know, an hour later, my husband's getting up for work, and I'm not in the bed with my husband. So that's what takes the toll on me and wants me to stop doing the show. But I love it. I'm going to be here, and I'm going to continue to do it from time to time. I'm going to take breaks, and it's just going to be my lovely cast of friends and sisters and brothers with Rodney and Divine and Nicole and London and they're going to be here from time to time. I'm definitely going to take breaks and make time for my relationship and my husband, and to take and definitely focus on some couture. So don't think that I'm going to leave the show, but for time to time, I'm just not going to be on the air. But those are my moments, and I want to thank everybody for definitely being here. I want to thank everybody that's on the phone line, everybody that's in the chat room, and everybody that downloads the show every Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday for definitely letting us into your homes and on your cell phones, your house phone, your internet, your iPods, and everything. Because without y'all, we'll just be a bunch of queens just here on the phone line having a conversation. God make us what we are, and definitely know that the five of us, six of us that's here on the phone line, we are the voice of the ballroom scene, and we're going to be heard, and we're not going to be censored by anyone or anything. So all the shade and the negativity that the girls throw at us and keep coming for this little show, as y'all call it, be here, and we ain't going no motherfucking where.
That's right.
Say that
again. I ain't going nowhere
either. She's going to be with Kelly on her Monday night show, and that's where she's not going to be. That's where she's going to be. That's right. Everybody has a platform and a day that they get to express their feelings. You're welcome. You know, I would be enough for me, and, you know.
I'm still going to echo you. I'll be one of your private callers.
Okay.
Wait.
You know what? Let me take the time out to say thank you for your credit card. because every other month or maybe 3 months, everything comes in following. Now you have applause, you had boos, you had wham whamps, you had all these different major sound effects. Jasmine, I want to thank you for that card.
I'm gonna take some callers, but I'm gonna let y'all hear the new sound effect that the show and Pioneer has before for the show, but we definitely do have newest sound effects.
Oh, that's a kiki.
Round one. Fight.
I see where this is headed.
Hold on. 804-397-5 on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, everyone. But I can tell you my favorite episode and stuff is when Nicole had interviewed Letitia. That was my favorite one out of all. And every episode, Nicole Reed, because Nicole Reed gave me life for some reason. She's vicious. She's vicious at the moment, so I love that.
Yes, very.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. The next caller we have is TJ Mizrahi. You're live on the air.
What's good, y'all?
Say the right thing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
TJ, what's going on? Okay. I got three.
Is that TJ Mizrahi, the storyteller? Is that him?
Yes. Yeah, the one that they believe that Tina carried the baby for Beyonce.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, TJ.
On that?
No, I'm just upset with Kelly for that one, but go ahead.
Well, my favorite shows had to be, I say, when Jasmine did the corrections law for the schoolboy, when she had everybody on pins and needles trying to figure out if they got picked up for the schoolboy. And the second favorite show would have been when Pussy and Andre read each other about Mama D.
QDJ. The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello. How you here, baby? Come on.
Hi, I'm Miss Cabbage Avenue. I love this show.
Cool show.
Kelly, it's time to play the last new thing that you have.
Oh, yeah, go do it. Let me hear it.
Away. One last new thing.
It sounded scary. Okay, go along, caller.
646-472, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on? This is Mike Haynes.
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
grandmother. How are you?
Mike. How you doing? I just wanted to thank y'all because, you know, I don't think enough people really understand what this show does. This is really like a forum for people to come in and voice their opinions. It's also your current events, what's going on in the scene. It keeps people informed, and it really does work. It's just the problem is that I think that the gap between the old and the young, you have to incorporate if you're an older member in the ballroom scene, you have to incorporate what's being said. You have to listen to it, and then you have to see if you can adapt it so that you can make the changes that's needed for the future if you're going to structure the ballroom scene. The ballroom scene never had structure. So when I listen to a lot of people calling in and giving their opinions, you can't just impose structure when they didn't have it in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And the ballroom scene keeps changing. It's not something that has always been the same. It's something that's constantly evolving. So you have to be able to say, okay, from this point on, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. Okay? There's no one person that can run the ballroom scene. But the respect that's given is when there's consistency. If there's no consistency, then there's going to be no respect. I commend y'all because y'all have been consistent. And you have given that forum, and you've been current, There's some pitfalls. There's always a little messiness here and there. But, you know, I love the way y'all harness, y'all pull it together, and you make it happen for those 3 days out of the week. And I want to commend you all. Now, I'm looking forward for the next 3 years.
I know that's right.
Thank you, Mike.
No, y'all are so silly.
I'll talk to my grandma.
The next caller we have is 810-308. You're live on the air.
Hello, how y'all doing tonight?
We're doing fine.
I got three favorite shows. When London came, and when London used to talk about Camaro and play There She Goes. That was my favorite.
Go ahead. What's your other one, too?
He dropped off. 862-322. You're live with the air. 862-323. You're live with the air. Excuse me,
347-365,
you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air. Hey, Kelly,
hey, everybody. How are y'all doing? Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
My first, I have a couple of favorite shows. My first favorite show was when, I don't know what happened, Pussy got on the show, and she was talking about the kids was eating her food, and, she was reading about the girls that broke down her sofa, something like that. I don't know who it was.
That was what TJ was just talking about, the Mama D.
Okay. My other favorite show was when Nicole said, "I don't fuck with you, my nigga. I don't fuck with you." I thought that was so funny. But anytime, like, I really enjoy listening to the show. As you all know, I'm always on here, Kelly. You always got a call, and I'll be here. But anytime that, you know, when London comes on the show, I enjoy it. I just want to let you all know, I want to say thank you to Uncle Mike, first and foremost, because someone needs to know that you have to bridge the gap between the old school and the new school in order for the ballroom scene to be better. For some reason, the old school thinks that they're going to be able to continue to do what they've been doing, and new schoolers think they're going to be able to come and just take over. So we're going to have to bridge the gap at some point, and, you know, in order to make it better. That's all.
Amen. That's very, 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 very true. Very true.
And let me say something to that statement. That's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing as far as the show goes on Wednesday nights, because we all need to sit down right now and collectively gather our thoughts, gather our feelings, and start off on a different route, because the route that we've been on evidently was not succeeding. As a business owner and the companies that I have worked for, the companies that I've owned, and so forth and so on, do you think I just sit here and walk everyone around, or do I sit here and ask these people, what can you do to make my company better? I value everyone's opinion because it helps my company grow, and if we work together as a team, we will definitely grow. And that is why I value everyone's opinion. I may not agree with it, but people making valid points, valuing their opinions, I listen to it, I accept it. Does it mean I'm going to follow that? No, it doesn't. At all. It just means that I am listening to what you have to say, and we all have to take everything into consideration on how a person feels. Everyone, because everyone plays a part in this. There is not one person. That's the problem. When we sit here and we look at people and we say that, oh, we're better than them, or they're no one or something, we need to sit down and look at everyone, because they play a major part in it.
Yes.
If they are a spectator, if they are a virgin, if they are a person who videotapes, if they are a commentator, if they are a judge, if they're a venue owner who allows us to host their events there, everyone plays a major part in what we have right now, and that's what we all need to understand.
Can I say something before you go to the next caller, Jasmine? It's so, I love you, Lord. I'm glad that you spoke that, and I'm glad that you said that just the way you said it, being a sister of mine from the early 90s. And I now personally would like to comment on your state-to-state and emergency, and you want to know how we can fix ballroom and how, what is it that we can do? Well, from a sister to a sister and in front of the whole cast, to you and Kelly both, I think one of the ways to fix ballroom is fixing you and Andre relationship.
Yeah, what is he, by the way?
I think, hold on, London. I think ballroom is unfair to, like you just said, all these people play a part. And in your life and in hers, regardless of what, and I'm not looking to go personal about it, that as far as ballroom concerned, the state-to-state emergency will also be Kelly and Jasmine and Andre's relationship, which has caused a power struggle and a lot of different venom back and forth for ballroom as well.
Well, like Jasmine said at the beginning of last month, she reached out to Andre, and her and Andre talked. I reached out to Andre. Andre did not text back. I washed my hands with the situation.
Okay, well, you know what? You did your part. And, Jasmine, I didn't hear you say that. And you did your part. But that is a big step towards changing. It's changing your relationship that was so once, you know, and I would say that for myself and anybody. If I have bitterness and we have to work together to make a better situation, then we have to find a common ground to get along and
listen,
a common ground to be able to communicate.
Let's not twist anything up, okay? I really don't want to twist anything up when it comes to this ballroom scene. RR, I'll use RR as an example. RR, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Nicole, Kelly, you three people play a major role in my life. Rodney and myself, Devon and myself, we never got on the mend of, you know, becoming the type of friend. You know, everything that we've done has always been ball related. But with Nicole, Kelly, RR, you guys have played a major part in my life. RR back in the early 90s. Kelly, you know, ever since I came back to the ballroom scene. Nicole, you back in the early 90s as well. And if there's a difference when it comes to, I guess, what we quote unquote call family and what we quote unquote call ballroom family and stuff. The relationship that we have, or I'm just speaking for myself when it comes to Andre, is me and Andre had that relationship as far as every time we got on the phone, it was not about a ball. And that's why it hurts to know that we are not in communication no more. But sometimes I think that you distance yourself from someone for a period of time, what winds up happening is they will eventually either come to grips on what's happened that caused your relationship to get like that, and they will reach out, or they will just pay it, and that's when you truly, truly, truly realize what you guys had in the beginning. The beginning of the year, I think January 1st, I just sent Andre a message on Facebook, and he did write me back. And we basically did say that, hold on one second, I have an emergency phone call, hold on.
Kelly?
Okay, well, while Jasmine takes some of
okay,
yeah,
I
hear you, Kelly.
I have another favorite.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, when Nicola called Naima Linus Rortman.
I'm just not. Well, wait, London. Kelly, please, could you go?
What? Like I said, I reached out and I text Andre, and Andre didn't text back. And so I washed my hands, the situation is done. There's nothing else to say about it, honey. I'm not going to beat a motherfucking dead cow back alive, bitch. What the fuck?
Well, can we play his intro if he's not going to be on or something?
Oh, we don't have Andre's intro anymore.
That would have been nice.
We don't have Andre's intro. Although we have another caller, 347-827. You're live on the air.
Yo, what up, Kelly? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
This is Joseph Ebony.
Hi, Joseph.
Hey, JoJo. What's going on?
What's up, R? How are you?
I'm good.
Nicole.
How you doing?
Oh, hey, hi, Nicole. Hi, Nicole. How are you? I just want to say, Registry to Kelly and Jasmine. And I think Jasmine is doing a very good job with the Stars on Wednesdays. I really like that show. The kids are being heard. They're talking in the village, and now they can be heard. That was a good show to do. And I wanted to say thank you to my partner, Michael Haynes, that spoke very well tonight about this show. And Kelly, when you get a chance, give me a call because I have something to show you.
Okay. Definitely will. All right.
Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Our next caller is private caller. You're live on the air.
Hello.
On the air, private caller.
Hello. Yeah, my favorite show was when the beginning scandal. You know, the whole fucking jiggy.
Who is this caller?
It's a private caller, girl.
And I know who that caller is.
Oh, my God. Thank you, private caller, for definitely calling in. Oh, my God. Any other callers that's on the phone lines, if you got any moments or anything you would like to say, the phone lines are definitely open. Feel free to definitely press 1. Do not be afraid, you know, to come up here and say what you have to say. This is a format for everyone to definitely come up here. Hold on, private caller, you're live on the air.
You know what? I think the whole bar thing is full of scams.
Okay, thank you for the, your opinion. We greatly appreciate it. Have a nice night. I wanted to say something to you.
What's that?
I wanted to tell everybody, share everybody why I said what I said just to Jasmine and Kelly about Andre. Because one day, me and R.R. was in the back of the club, and I mean, the whole ball was going on. And we was having the most intimate conversation. And, you know, you see all on the panel, and I'm sure all of us can agree, when you look at his face, you instantly see shade. And you be like, bitch, you know, because if you turn in it, R.R. don't give you a reaction. You know, he's not, it's once in a while you'll see him smile or go up or stand up for anyone who comes out on the judge's panel. I guess that's why he would be so fair. And we just started talking, and we was talking, and he was talking about how people has misled him as far as them thinking that he's this way. And he actually spoke about him and Kelly's situation. A lot of them, I don't know, from well, that was another show as well. And me and him spoke about Kelly, and we were sitting there, and R.R. was talking about change, and he was talking about what everything was doing, and he was talking about the goodness of Kelly. And he said that to me, you know what, after this conversation, that he was going to end that. I never thought, and I thought that I was going to be the one to tell Kelly, like, Miss Singh, you know, I went to Kelly, like, R.R. is a whole different thing. By the time I got to Kelly to tell her about R.R., she had already spoken to R.R. He had went up to Kelly and had a conversation, and they both had apologized, and it was over, and R.R. has been on his platform and here today. So I kind of gagged at how, and he told me the situation, and I heard Kelly's side of the story too, and I'll keep my opinion to myself. But the bottom line was, it was able to be excused, and for the sake of what Kelly does and who he is, they are perfect today. And it's not to say that they have this big old fab relationship and they are girlfriends and this and that, but as far as the movement goes, they are both involved.
And you know why? You know, because me and R.R., after you and R.R. talk, me and R.R. talk, and I let R.R. know that everything that happened, it was just to hype the show. It wasn't nothing personal or anything.
But, you know, he didn't understand that, Kelly. And, you know, he didn't understand everything that was going on. What I respect and love about you, bottom line, is you got with it, R.R. And we talk every day. And R.R. was set and has been set in his own ways. I've known him since I've been like 16, 15 years old. And you can see it in his face and his walk and in everything. But R.R., along with Tony and along with a lot of few others, regardless of what they have done and did and have been and who they were in the scene today, they are living icons, and they have gotten with it. RR comes in Kiki at his age. I'm sure he does not want to disclose. On the phone with all of us to the late and weeds of the night. Tony comes on his phone and he goes off. These people are involved and they put their side. So I wanted to say kudos to you, and you taught me something when you did that and when you've been doing that since that very day we had that long conversation. You got with it. You learned this person. You learned this child. You learned. I be gagging at you now. Like, you really is into it. And now your opinion is so valued because you're not the bitter old queen sitting home, don't be involved with giving an opinion, but you are involved and you are expressing your opinion from where you come from. That's
well,
amazing.
What I always try to think about is the legacy that I'm leaving behind, that Fred is carrying on for me and Divine is carrying on. You know, they have to know that not only I'm going to always be there for them, but I want to continue to be a power of example to them. And I have young kids in my house that I want them to be able to say, that's my founder, and I look up to him, you know. And I don't ever want to be a disgrace in any type of way to any leader of my house or any member of my house. So everything that I do with them in mind, because I want people to respect my house members the same way I respect their house members and their mothers and fathers, because it's really all about us coming together with unity and being able to have fun. Now, we are all not going to get along. We know that, because every lion in the jungle don't get along. But at the end of the day, all I ask from people is, you don't ever have to like me, but respect me because I've paved the way.
That's a true leader.
I'd say the same thing.
A true leader.
A true leader. You ain't got to like me.
But you know what, Kelly? That statement is just for everybody. I can use James Caan as another a good example where everyone was slain. But guess what? He get with it. He gets out there. You out there. He's involved. He knows what's going on. Kelly, you, Divine, you too. You're in it. You're into it. And when you into it, you can move on it and you learn to deal with relationships for as they are and how people come and this, and that. So at the end of the day, I don't think the icons and the legends should have detrimental problems. We all, you know, agree to disagree, and there may be things that we may not like about each other, but the purpose is bigger than us. This is
good. We got another caller. 857-334. You're live on the air.
Hi, Glenn and Nicole. Hi, everyone. This is Karen.
Confess, Kelly. This is a private caller, Kelly.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Would you like to tell us, Tyler, your favorite show?
One of my favorite shows was when you had the Femme Queens, the Butch Queens show. Like, it was very entertaining, and I got to see the other side of the spectrum. You know, being a girl who likes Butch Queens myself, you know, it was good to hear from the BQ side of it.
Okay.
Yes, I know that was definitely a high.
Is that the only one that you you got a lot of knowledge from that show. A lot of things was brought to the light, right?
A lot of things were brought to the light. Is somebody echoing?
Yeah, that was Divine. I just muted her. That's Divine. I think
a lot of things was brought to the light, and that night was able to free you. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And Kelly helped you with that, with the information that she provided.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
Yeah,
you're
there, sis.
Okay. Let me know.
That was definitely a good show, honey. You know, we got to bring the sluts to the format.
As far as the Janice, you know, calling in show and stuff about Vicky, yes, that was entertaining as well, but, you know, it is.
What was the entertaining most line?
It was entertaining and stuff, you know. It gave the kids a bit.
Fuck me, Jiggy Jack. Fuck me, Jiggy Jack. Give me a.
So sure.
She is glad that she's so stupid.
I personally know Vicky, so, you know, she tells me I'm going to believe. I'll say that. But, you know, like, it's what it is, I guess.
I'm glad that the show was able to help you, sis.
Thank you, Carol, for definitely calling in and being a part of the show, honey.
Nicole.
Okay, the next caller we have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Where you left off at?
Hello?
Private caller calling.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Is it true that the commentators get paid, like, from giving people life that doesn't deserve it?
What do
you mean?
I don't know. You have to ask them.
When you say paid, do you mean cash?
To give a person a life, one individual?
Like they're like, it's a ballroom, it's a ball. So, like, ooh, you commentate tonight? Well, look, I'm going to pay you, like, to call me up and start speaking to legends. You know, like, people that don't.
Maybe they pay them in a different way, you know?
Mm.
Well, I don't think any of us are commentators on here. Kelly, you have commentated before. Has anyone made you offers?
No one has made me offers at all, honey, when I commentate or I get paid to commentate board. No one has ever made me any sexual
any type
offer,
of offers
anyone
at
has
all.
Ever offered me any money out of that nature.
No one
has
offered
you any services?
Yes, question.
But Kelly also been inside. She's been surrounded of commentators as well. let's not say.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what
oh, she's
they offer
bowing
them,
out gracefully.
What they get, or you know, because I don't know how it works. I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, after the balls is over,
Jody just told us to
ball,
be real.
Go back to the hotel and I go to sleep. Mother don't do after parties, so I don't know what they solicit at the after party and what they bring back to their hotel rooms.
Is the ball some of the balls is set up though, like for your girlfriend to win the cash prize?
I don't think you could actually say like the balls are set up. I think people pick and choose when they're gonna walk, because I think a lot of girls, like, they come and they prepare for the category, and like you see a lot of girls that be at balls and they end what the category is calling for, but they just say, oh, this is what they just want. They walk to the ball, but then they see who's on the judges panel and how many votes they know they're going to get because it's their girlfriend, and so then they get there, oh, I'm gonna walk. I know I'm gonna win because it's seven judges up there and I already got four of the votes. Already.
Yeah, but the girls that's giving the ball, they also get in contact with their judges as well, and they know before the ball who they put on that panel.
No, that's not necessarily true.
Well,
I think for the most part, most people who give balls, they don't speak to their judges. They just ask those judges to judge because those are the judges that are going to bring their houses to the function. And once the judges get up there, they're not prepped. The judges have a mind of their own, and they usually do what they want to do. I've not met a promoter yet that tried to sway the judges. I haven't.
And earlier, y'all was talking about the ballroom scene being corrupted. You don't think some of the naughty commentators be corrupt in the ballroom scene?
Well, what naughty commentators are you talking about, lady?
Let's not say.
You asked us questions, so now the tables are turned. I answered your question. Why you can't answer our question?
I'm sorry. I have to go.
I think we need to have a Thursday night where bitches just say names for real.
Well, I just want to give a big shout out to the House of Mizrahi. Bye.
Oops.
Big shout out to the House of Mizrahi.
Bye. Mama.
Well, yeah, I want to know what Daddy commentators she was talking about. So you gave a big shout out to House of Mizrahi. So there's only like Prodigy commentator left, EV Sue commentator, and a Kong commentator. But you gave a big shout out to House of Mizrahi. So what's one of the three or not?
Wait, I think Kofi is the commentator too.
I know.
We have another caller, 646-836, your live on the air.
Hey, this is me, Trina Carter. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
Lovely.
I'm doing great. Hey, I'm Nicole. This is me, Trina, from SB. I just called them because I just wanted to say hi to Kelly, because every time I hear Kelly and watch her balls, like, I be watching her on YouTube or sometimes I go to her balls, and I just watch it. So, Kelly, I just want to say hi to you and just do your thing, girl. Like, I'm listening to you, no shame. I'm living for you, Kelly. Just do your thing. I just want to meet you one day. I'm Trina. I just want to meet you. I can't wait to meet you one day. I'm listening to you, no shame.
Thank you very much, darling.
Nobody, is she smiling? Hold that pulse for any calls. Hold that pulse. Hold that pulse. Jasmine.
Yes.
Back to you.
No. I'm finished up with the callers because I'm waiting for a caller to call back in.
Okay.
Finish up with the callers.
Okay.
All right, Nicole. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay,
take care, baby.
All right. Bye. If anybody else is on the phone lines and y'all want to talk, feel free to definitely press 1. The lines are definitely open. We are definitely here. We are having fun. It's a Kiki, honey. Y'all know I hate to be on the air on Wednesday nights, honey. I'd rather be in my bed relaxing. And, you know, welcome back to the Air the Icon Pioneer, Tony Revlon.
We have to get him an intro. I discussed it yesterday that Divine and everybody is getting on here, and he is very a part of the show. So, Jasmine, with you being on the show, I'm going to say to the whole world to know it is only fair that regardless of what have been said about him and what we all go through together and how he stopped speaking to us and reading us and everything, is to give him an intro when he comes on his phone.
Oh,
he
is
the
father. I got an intro for him.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it because you did nice for Divine, but I'm going to call you later about that. Go ahead, Grandpa.
Sure, I'm good. Hey, everybody.
That's
it. London.
Hello.
Kelly, Nicole, Jasmine. The only reason I came back to the show because my girl Susan called me. And, you know, I want to apologize to you, Jasmine, because they said, she stated that it was a totally different way of you saying it. You were not agreeing to what Tom was saying. You know, but I'm going to feedback on what Tom was saying. And this is to all the listeners and whoever's going to listen to the podcast. Everybody could change. Okay, if you, and, you know, and I'm saying this because of the fact I go through a lot with the legends, and I go through a lot with the icons. And when I say I'm going to do a lot with a lot of legends and icons, I go through a lot like they can't take. You know, but if you really know me, I have a kind heart, you know. And my heart is kind is just that if you fuck with me, I take it to a totally different level. I always respect everybody, every legend, every icon. And I'm going to say this. People that think that they sit and say this and say that. Yeah. Who's that?
Oh, who just said that?
That's you, London?
I don't know, so that it don't happen again. Maybe everybody should just be muted because my heart just dropped.
That was the vibe background. I just muted.
Okay,
her.
Mute the please. Oh God.
And I just like I was saying that I'm a person. I don't talk about anybody. Anything I gotta say.
What is that?
Hold on. The private caller is still on. Sorry, go ahead. Because the private caller line was still open. Go ahead.
You need to stop accepting some private calls, too, Kelly, because once you accept private calls, that's leaving it open to whoever's the co-host and host for them to be. If they can't call, you straight through, fuck them, you know. But just like I was saying, everybody could change. And if you know me, from back in the day to now, I'm a totally different person, you know. But I'm going to apologize to all of y'all that I just went off on, you know. But I did mean that congratulations on how many years that y'all had. But my reaction comes from Tom. Everyone know that how I feel about Tom. So that's where it came from. Okay, but
Tony, let me ask you a question. What are some of your favorite highlights from the show? You have any memorable moments? Like, what's your favorite show that you heard while you were listening for the last 3 years?
My favorite show?
Yeah.
Is me lighting Tom ass up that day. But I love you. All of y'all, I do love you. I love you so much, and I thank you.
You know I love you, Tony. I always tell you this, and I will continue to tell you. I've always loved you from a distance, and now that we've started communicating, I love you even more. Because the one thing I loved always about you is that no matter what ball I was at, you may look me up and down and roll your eyes, but you always had my back.
And that's true. I'm always going to make sure that it's okay. I might get involved with whoever messaged you, and then once it's over, I might look at you right back and roll my eyes, but as long as you're okay, though. But
But I hope everyone really takes heed to everybody to change. And this is your anniversary, and this is to y'all also. You know, life is too short, you know, and we need to look at Whitney and all that. So also, like me, I don't have no enemies. I am they enemy. I don't look at nobody as an enemy or anyone that I don't like, because I like everybody, you know, and that's just real. Because if me and Jack can talk, and I would keep saying this over and over, I don't see why no one else can squash the problem with no valid involved. It was just only words. And if y'all allow them words to mess up a friendship that y'all have for 15 or 20 years, that's a problem within yourself. And what y'all doing is allowing the new generation to see that they can't make up if somebody disrespects them. Someone disrespects you, you took care of it. Okay, they apologize the same way that I came on here and I apologize to Jasmine, you know. And there's nothing wrong with saying, okay, taking up the phone and calling someone, and, you know, and just making peace, because life is really too short, you know. We are all getting older, ain't none of us getting younger, you know. And I would say this, if something would happen to Andre or something would happen to Kelly or Jasmine, believe me, y'all, each party is going to feel some type of way. You know, I can't say the house name, but I know who I'm talking about. You know, me and R.R. have been through a lot, but me and R.R. never got to a point where y'all are at this time, you know. And just let that be something that you sit down and think about. Because, I mean, Kelly, and this is to you, if something would happen to Andre, and I don't care what you say on this show, it's going to bother you. If something would happen to Andre, Jasmine, no matter what you say on the show, it's going to bother you. You know, it's just like me and my granddaughter Nicole. Yes, it hurt me. Nicole wasn't at my birthday, but I gave her a month, and then me and her was right back to normal. You know, me and James, Icon go through our stuff. Me and Andre go through our stuff. You know.
Okay, and Tony, I'm glad that you brought that up, and I know you probably have to go or whatever, but I want you to listen to what I was actually saying prior to, you know, the call, and I had to, you know, switch over. Nicole, where did I leave off on again?
You left off at the difference of your relationship. You broke down that your relationship went beyond ballroom, and for that you've always thought about it, and you reached out on January 1st, and you guys spoke back and forth to each other, and then you got the call.
Okay. Basically, yes, on January 1st, I did write Andre, and I did wish him a happy new year, and I told him that I still love him and everything. And he reached back out to me and said that he's, you know, not paying attention to the ballroom drama. He's moving on with his life, and he wished me the best as well. And I have his number. He has my number. And we left it like that. So I did open up the lines of communication. I have not heard from him, and again, I have not reached out to him again because I felt I took the first step. But as
That's
far
true.
As my relationship with Andre goes, like Tony did say, I do love him and I do care about him.
Amen.
Our past, you know, cannot just go down the drain that quickly. And if anything happened to him, I definitely would be hurt, and I would love to move forward again with Andre on a friendship level and things of that sort. And I know that Kelly has also reached out, and he hasn't reached out back. And maybe one day he will, but we have taken the first step in doing that. Now, I will say this also, and I'm going to mention names, as far as Jack goes. I did not reach out to him, and I have no plans on reaching out to him, and I'm sure he's not going to reach out to me either, and that's understandable. I wish him the best. I have no problem with it. I just leave it alone. But, Tony, now, on this, basically, your opinion on this, when you say that you and a person like him can squash it, and you guys had a bigger thing than what we had because ours was just words and feelings, how do you expect us to continue to deal with this or accept it when you get the subliminal messages on Facebook or the attacks on Facebook and the agrees and the likes and stuff when we are constantly getting attacked by other people, and we see that person that was a part of our family or people that we thought were close to us for 10, 15 years are agreeing with it and giving all these subliminal messages. Like, what do we do? We did everything we could do, and we have moved on. It has not stopped us. But evidently, they still do the attack.
That's too much work. That's too much work. I think that's too much energy. I think that's what's going to go through. I can see Tony as part of a conversation that I may think that is not appropriate.
Can I be
100%
honest?
No, I
want to
hear what Tony says. I want to hear what Tony feels.
Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, but I'm going to say on that note there, this is just my opinion. Y'all was not respected at the beginning. When I say y'all, I'm not saying y'all. I'm saying that it was no respect there at the beginning. Because if me and you have an argument, Jasmine, it's just like this, like how I felt that I heard your feelings. So therefore, we already got the respect for each other from back in the day, which is over 16 years. Before 16 years, I knew Jasmine, which Jasmine was walking balls way before 16 years ago. So that's I'm feedbacking on a conversation that I heard y'all was having before. But it had to be that it was no respect at the beginning. Because me and Jack relationship, we respected each other at the beginning. Something went on, somebody probably was on drugs or something like that, and then it went chaos. So therefore, me being who I am, because Nicole, Kelly, Jasmine, yes, I could have made it worse than what it was once I came home, but I didn't. Because at the end of the day, I still looked at Jack as a friend. My mother always taught me this, Nicole. She was an air torn. You be careful out there because your heart is so kind and everyone you think is your friend is not. You are their friend, but they are not your friend. And that's what you and Kelly need to realize, that they people are your friend. You are their friend, but that's not necessarily mean that they are your friend.
Thank you. Amen to that. And I don't want to sit here and talk about that situation.
That all answers Nicole's original question, that how can we try to make a change, that we should try to mend our relationship. But unfortunately, we can't mend a relationship that maybe never was. But it doesn't
stop us
individually.
But I disagree that it wasn't a relationship.
I
disagree.
I really don't want to talk about this.
Okay. I understand. Kelly? I'm going to go ahead and leave that alone because I disagree so much because of I totally understand. I totally understand, Cal.
The situation is over. Nobody's not kissing nobody's ass.
Oh, yes, I understand. Okay, I don't want to talk about
thank
it.
Thank you.
Go, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Or I'll end the show right now, and we'll be back to Monday. We're not reaching out to nobody no more. This is a still throwing shot and all types of shit. Now I'm getting fucking aggravated.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we get back to the anniversary?
Alexis, Parrish, you're live on the air.
Tomorrow will come and girl,
hi, it was just a big juice in the big juice world. Would you like to respond to the juice?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we
can.
Okay, great. Well, apparently everybody thought it was me that called in private. I don't have to make money with them private. If I wanted to call in regarding the Vicky and Johnny situation, I will. When it occurred, Johnny called my phone. Did she not, Kelly?
Yes, she did.
She did. And I spoke to Johnny personally about the entire situation. Like I said on the radio show a minute ago, I believe Vicky because I know him. No, that's not the truth. I don't believe him because I know him. I believe him because I dated him. And I trust everything he says to me. Whether it's the truth or a lie, what have you, I stand by my man or my past man, whatever the hell you want to call it. Call me dumb, call me blonde, what have you.
Bitch. No, Pally, do not let her. No, mute that bitch. Lie. What?
Nicole, let her finish. Go ahead, Pally. Finish your statement.
So Mind you, I feel some kind of way because I called in and stuff, mind you. Like, I called in and stuff defending Vicky because I thought I should rightfully do so.
Oh, Vicky
but apparently the girl thought it was me calling, being a mess, what have you. I'm not no punk bitch. I'm almost 30 fucking years old. I don't have time to be calling in motherfucking private. If you have a problem, jot the number down. 857-334-6569. Call me if you got a fucking problem. We can deal it. Deuces.
That juice room was tea.
That juice room was just on motherfucking fire.
That juice room is a kiki, just like what she just did was a kiki, just like what the conversation is about and Vicky, a kiki. It's just a fucking kiki. Where's that kiki's new sound at that you got?
Baby, when I tell you that the juice room was just on fire, honey, it was on motherfucking fire up in the motherfucking juice room. Rodney has to go. Rodney, thank you for definitely being with us here on the anniversary show. Love you, Rodney, and we'll see you, at the next function on Monday
Deuces
night.
Deuces, Rodney, bro.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a good night.
Good night, Rodney.
I didn't want to hang up and be rude like Jasmine said. I didn't want to hang up. I want to tell everybody good night.
Good night.
Before I go, I just want to say when I was listening to the interview, a while back with you and Nicole, I thought about that ball. 1997, I think it was the Moschino House Ball when you did the grand prize. Do you remember that grand prize?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite moments and memorable moments of you in ballroom, and I was there to witness it because I walked as well. But that was a nice day, and the interview just brought me back to that.
Thank you so much, Rodney. God bless you, and continue to be blessed. All right.
All right, you guys.
That was 97, Rodney.
See you Monday.
97, 98, one of them. 97.
We got it.
Yeah.
I was
there. I was at the ball.
I got it.
What ball? It was Skinner House Ball in June. 97. At the school.
It was at
PS3. No, it wasn't in the village. It was somewhere else.
Oh, was that the grand prize?
Yes, that was the grand prize.
Right, that was at the YWCA.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
Right.
What did you do, RR?
I think it was Bring It Like John Moschino.
No, what it was, you want me to tell you what it was?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you came out first half, you was a crackhead.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was at school. It was over by it was in the village down further.
Wasn't it in the basement of the church?
It looked
something like
it
that, yes.
In the basement
yes.
of something.
A
yeah.
school or something. A school or something. Don't go there, sweetie. It was
No. Cause this show is about to take off, honey.
Yeah, I remember Rodney now. You're so right. And then I came back in the second half with all the bags and done and all of that.
Right, exactly, yes.
Right.
That
and the crowd went to their feet. Yeah, I remember
yes.
that night.
Thank you, Rodney. I'll see you on Monday.
All right,
thank
see you on
so
Monday.
Thank you so much for bringing that memory back, Rodney.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Adi. Oh, wait, hold on. We got a private corner. You're live on the air.
This show was hot tonight, girl. I now live.
Oh, baby, just stay tuned because it's about to get hotter. It's about to get even hotter.
We
hold
love
on.
To hear private girl.
Hold on, we got another caller. Vicky Gotti, you're live from the air.
Hi, Jasmine. Hi, RR, and hi, Kelly. I just want to say, first of all, Paris, I just felt like that was just so childish to get on a radio show. You know my number, and our relationship is better than that to even comment on that Johnny situation. And that's really all I want to say because that is just redundant to me. That was a lie. And if you're going to say something about me, please
back
your
back.
Oh?
I'm back. Hello?
That's your back.
Paris,
you know,
Paris, our relationship is, you know,
no,
so
wait a minute. You decided you wanted to blow up my inbox reading me because the bitch has called you with nothing that stuff I had to do with. I called it defending you. You was fired for that. Fucking fire. How dare you?
All right, Cash, you want to put on the show? You know my number. I'll be waiting for your call tonight. Have a good night.
I'm calling you now.
I told y'all, this is the number one station in ballroom history. When you can get all information, ballroom, all the girls love to come to Tim's
and
Child.
Do I hear makeup sex in the air?
You think it's makeup sex or I did?
I think it's going to be makeup sex.
No.
Hi, this is
Wally. 204-207, you're live on the air. Okay, they hung up. Well, baby, honey. Girl.
Anyone has speakerphone, Kelly?
Kelly,
oh,
you bring
child,
Devon
please.
Back?
Devon?
That ain't me.
I know it's not you. I know it's not you. It's me. It's me, honey. Baby, please. I'm not holding this phone for 4 hours in my hand. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I'm gonna be on my best behavior.
Hello.
I'm gonna be on my best behavior, honey. You know Nicole's not having it.
Hello.
Private caller, yes, you're live.
Yes. I wanted to just say, I mean, but see, that's what Paris get for calling in defending him. Let me just say this, because when she was saying that, oh yeah, I believe every word, but now look at him calling. Are you serious? And that just goes to
it's our anniversary.
But that just goes to show you, like, say a straight couple, a female, when she's IE and she doesn't believe her husband is out there messing around. Understand? You cannot believe everything that your lover tells you. I'm sorry. In the back of your mind, you should be thinking, okay, well, there's something wrong with this picture because somebody did something. And now, look, she got, now it's blown up in her face. They on the phone all with up losing control. So,
it's our anniversary. Yeah, anniversary. Where is Divine? I'm looking for you. Is Divine there?
Yes, Divine is there.
Oh.
Kelly, what do you have to say about it?
I have no opinions about it. You know, I'm just here, and I'm just here to be a great host and to give y'all girls good entertainment. The only thing I have to say about it is I'm tired of all you motherfucking bitches out there that's in radio land and that listens to this show. I'm tired of y'all saying, oh, someone called me and I wasn't listening to that little show when you was listening to this little show.
Let me say something about that real quick. Well, go ahead, Cole. I'll wait till you're done. Okay, and, you know, I feel kind of sorry for her because now the whole thing just blew up in her face. It's just sad. Now they arguing on the phone. Going crazy for what? She
can't
to defend him.
We get up.
And he calls up here talking about, oh, yeah, well, you were very childish. No, honey, what it is that you did what you did with Johnice, and that's that. Okay, let's tell the truth. And that's what it is. So.
Well, you know what they always say, what don't come out in the wash will come out in the rinse,
bitch.
Exactly. So that's why he said, if you really think about it, that's why he said, why would you call up here and bring that back up? Yeah, because you know what you did at the time. So
it's our anniversary. Johnice, you know you listening. You want to clarify?
I would love for Johnice to get on this line. But why would Johnice,
y'all being messy, stop it.
Why would Johnice lie about that? Because everybody knows what Johnice gives, honey. She loves to play the it ain't no shit.
Well, we never know. We might have Johnice might just call in, honey.
So is it safe to say that Johnice,
yes, sister, yes.
The Johnice and Vicky is one of the topic is one of the highlights.
Yes, it is safe to say that. It's definitely safe to say that.
Wow.
Baby. Jiggy John.
Look what it did on the anniversary. It reopened. It's part two.
You know what? And this is what I'm going to say. Jiggy John, can you come give it to me, Jiggy John? Can you come give it to me, Jiggy John?
Like you gave it to the masters when you came out for your motherfucking tens, bitch.
And you know me and Janice is not girlfriends, and we don't see eye to eye. But I would love Jiggy Jah to come give it to us right now. Come give it to us, Jiggy Jah. Honey, the private caller, I want to thank you for calling in. We got two more private callers. Let's see what they got to say. Mm. Private caller, you're live on the air.
See, I knew it would be you.
No.
Not tonight.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly.
Yes.
I live for when you go to this show and take over. Now you got something really to say when you go to that Gotti show, girl.
Baby, I'm not, I didn't bring up the topic. I didn't say anything. I'm just the callers called in.
Yeah, they brought it to you, girl. They put it to you. I'm listening.
I didn't ask for this. They gave it to me, honey. It's a mess.
But look who called. That's a mess. Whitney had returned, honey.
Maybe. I don't know, honey. Hopefully we get Jiggy Jah to call in here, honey, and give us, you know, an exclusive.
Yeah, hopefully them two fellas are cooled it down over there.
What two fellas?
No, beat Janice.
Oh, so don't do that. Bye, caller. Thank you. The next caller we have is 323-901. You're live on the air. 323-901. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
There it is.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up? Is Miami here?
Yeah,
I'm right
here.
Where's Cali? Hello.
They were talking to Divine, I believe.
No, his call dropped.
Oh.
Well,
I don't know where it was up below.
It's a big thing. Oh, my God. How I be a messy, please. Baby, I want Mother of Gossip and Shade and Tea to definitely press 1 and call back. Okay? Lexus, if you're on the phone lines, you got 90 seconds before the phone lines get locked. I want you back on the line. Well, I'm out here messy tonight. Alexis, call in here now. Alexis, you got 90 seconds, honey, before the show is locked. I want to hear how I'm out being messy. I didn't do anything, okay? Alexis, you're live on the air. How am I being messy? I didn't do it.
You set my grandbaby up.
What did I do? I didn't do anything. I did not start anything. A private caller called here and they said what they said. Paris called and she said what she said. And then, you know, I got an inbox on Facebook from Vicky Gotti, honey, that, you know, he was in queue, Miss Thing. I'm just gagging how the girls don't listen to my little show.
But no, Kelly, in the midst of his conversation, you was like,
And wait, I have a public service announcement.
Go ahead.
Alexis, please don't try to do booty call video chats with me late at night again.
Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. What?
I love the big girls. But, you know, I'm just not a lesbian. Sorry.
Alexis. How did I stir that up, Alexis?
No, because you wait in the middle of his conversation and brought my sister back on the line. That was a very messy move, but I live, Kelly. You know I live. It's no shame.
Alexis, did you see what your sister? Did you see your sister? Did she did, Alexis?
Huh?
Did you speak to your sister before she came up here and did what she did and she ended
deuces?
She said deuces. Did you hear that, Alexis?
She pulled one of your moves, Nicole. She was like,
said she defends her man. She said my ex man or whatever. I stand by his word.
Because he
was lying
to me.
Yes, man.
Well, Vicky still is not answering her phone.
Oh,
shit. Paris has been trying to call Vicky with no answer. So, yes, Janice, you win this battle once again.
Kelly, you're the best.
I'm not a mess. I'm just being real.
London, now, come on. I don't have a charger for my computer.
I know.
No.
London is being messy now. She doing no damn booty calls.
Y'all was having late night booty calls. Let me find out,
Kelly.
She tried to call me like 3 times. I actually canceled all of them.
Can we get back to the anniversary show?
Oh, shit.
Yes, hold on. We got another private caller. Private caller, you live on there?
Kelly.
Yes.
Well,
are you comfortable in all that skin?
I'm sure I am.
Are you comfortable being a private caller?
Oh, Nicole, no.
No, because I'm ready right now. I got my cocktail. Are you comfortable? You want to take the show somewhere else? You comfortable being a private caller, bitch?
No, Nicole,
I'm talking to you, sweetie. Shut the fuck up. Get off this phone.
Kelly.
Let them speak, Nicole, because I'm comfortable with everything that I've done. Baby, I'm comfortable in my skin. I'm comfortable in the person that I am. Baby, I don't have money come in my hands and go in my hands.
Babe,
I wanted to be a small girl. It's not a problem.
Let them talk. Okay, go ahead, Restrictive. We're going to let the Restrictive speak. Let the Restrictive speak. Demon, speak, seed. Speak, seed. Speak. Speak.
You're a fucking tired, you fat, flat booty bitch.
I'm not fat. I'm all of that. I'm all of that. And I love every minute of it. And I'm healthy. And I'm here. And I'm going to be here, baby. Let me tell you one thing, baby. I'm damn near 40 years old. You better hope it's to make that you make it to see my age.
Kelly, you are the overall mother. You don't have to say nothing. London will demolish the restriction. Why are you sitting there even answering and applying to Khadijah's read? I don't understand.
These are the things that the girls want. These
London,
girls.
Tell that private caller. Tell her, London. Just say you're in London here, bitch.
Call her back to the chambers.
Let them go because the only bad thing they're doing is embarrassing themselves because they're not embarrassing me. Because half of these queens that call in here ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out, and they're sleeping on somebody's floor.
Half?
I never once slept on anybody's floor. I'm damn near 40 years old, and I've been living on my own.
This is the anniversary show. We can do this on Mondays and Tuesdays, but this is supposed to be a special night. If it's going to be a lot of all of this that's going on, and I know it happens, but we need to try to avoid that and keep the up-tempo.
Well, then you need to stop private callers, and if you stop the private callers, the show will be with name. You got to stop the private callers then. The only way, we, Jasmine and Kelly, both agree with that.
Embarrass you back on the air.
Okay, yeah. My baby, calm it down a little bit. I'm gonna...
London. London.
Mind you, it was like something said about me defending my man. Yes, I do defend my man. I do defend my ex. Just like Kelly, you defended the person you're with now, your husband and stuff, when you found that he didn't have baby doll. Just like Pussy and stuff back in Atlanta was defending Puncher when she found out that he was sleeping with Allure and every other girl in Atlanta on the throw. Just like all these other girls. So all of a sudden, it's a problem because I call in and defend mine and stuff, mind you. And, like, he would hit me up. Yeah, it happens in the straight world when bitches and stuff, mind you, they men go to prison.
Paris,
they forget them and hold them down.
Okay, good.
Paris, the thing is, he's not your man right now. And he came on and he embarrassed you.
Amen.
Yes, he did, mind you. And that's fine. Like, he can
have
shit. That.
All right, now.
Let me tell you why, because that doesn't take away from the person I am. Like, mind you, we already know what kind of person, like, this is calling in and stuff on the show. In response and stuff, mind you, you're talking about he embarrassing me. That's fine and stuff, mind you. He's a great person. Yes, he is. And I defended him. Yes, I did. I still will. I'm just over it and stuff, mind you. And I was really upset and stuff in the fact that, mind you, like, it's like, okay, you want to come at me and stuff because the girls tell you I'm doing this and I'm not. So, like, all the, you know, it's like, I'm still gagging at Miss Cookie talking about, in the straight world. In the straight world, it happens and stuff, girl. And, bitch, I remember when you was in Midtown West and stuff off of, what is it, Boulder Park or whatever it's called, and stuff, off the street, Miss Pussy Girl, and you was a puncho, and you was defending him when you found out he was with Allure and every other girl. And while we talk about every other girl he'd have been with and stuff, girl, actually, the last time he was at Western Chapel at the girl's house and stuff, when I came out the room and stuff, I said, oh, God, we're dealing with the children. Honey,
Poncho. Come and quickly, I say hello back.
This
in the
show
day.
Has just went in a whole new different direction.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, Paris.
Yes. Yes, I'm the one who said, you know, that, you know, I kind of feel sorry, and I believe he slept with Johnny's, whether you want to believe it or not, and you need to
No, the only reason I said that I do believe him is because I dated him, and I do stand behind my man. Mind you, like, I don't know if he did or if he didn't. I wasn't there to
You know what? I want to start. Wait, I cannot. We can't. We can't. We
but
can't.
I don't know if he was bent over talking about fuck me, Jiggy,
right.
Fuck me. Fuck me. I don't know because I wasn't there. But what can I say? Like, am I supposed to just sit there and stuff, mind you, and just not defend him when I do have feelings for
and
him and I do hear about him and all this kind of
this
stuff? So that's why I called in. What else was I supposed to do? So what would you have done? What did you do when Poncho was sleeping with Alora?
This is why. This name is there.
So do you and Pussy, I still love you.
You want to say something?
Yeah, I want to say something. I just want to say, how do you spend so much time building yourself up to be a perfect femme queen and putting so much money and effort into your illusion, and your self-esteem has no value?
Let's go. Wait a minute. Let's go there. First of all,
no, I'm not being disrespectful, but I have so much respect for you, and for you to come on the radio show and air your dirty laundry like that, that's really not the place for it. You're more classier than that. You have a better, Don't give the media the ammunition to keep throwing blows at you. You don't have to justify what you did for your man for anybody. That justification comes from within. As long as you know why you're validating what you did, that's all that really matters. Fuck what anybody else thinks, because at the end of the day, you and him will be in the bed by the weekend. So don't validate anything to anyone. Validate yourself, sweetie, because it starts with you and it ends with you. Say goodnight and leave it on a nice note, because all you're doing is adding insult to injury.
So are you guys dating?
So I thank you guys for calling, and we have other people that wants to talk about the anniversary, and Vicky's probably trying to call back now for the rebuttal. So thank you for calling in. And if y'all want to have anything to talk about the anniversary, just press 1 all over again. Bye. Good night.
Good night.
Go ahead. What do you have to say, caller?
Yes. Can I say one thing or whatever the case is? And it's no disrespect, but Nicole, I think that, and I like you, Nicole, but I think that you're just, you're interrupting people. They really can't say what they need to say.
You know why? Because it's foolery. And on a Wednesday night where it's a positive night caller, and I hear what you're saying, but listen to me now, being that you just said that. When I sit and promote every single time about how we need to learn to take self-control, how we need to learn to respect ourselves, when you called in and you said what you said, I was on the same level of you, and I thought it was an embarrassment for him then to call back in. It speaks of the value of their relationship. And we listen to too much bullshit so much time. That's why we can't get nothing together, because we're too busy studying bullshit. I'm not going to speak, and like Kelly really is not speaking on her opinion of Vicky or Paris, but she and Jasmine and London and all of us on this phone knows that that's a public bullshit. That's not something you want to listen to. It's not like they were arguing and we listening to, oh, look, y'all, they're going at it. Oh, he love her. Oh, she love him. No, that's not the case. We listen to her come up here, have one conversation, come back up here and end it with deuces, him come back and say she embarrassed herself, her man, quotations, and then come back. No, I don't want to hear, the blood of Jesus, I know it was the blood the whole time.
And we're going to be fooled. That's not Pussy that's on the phone as private caller. She just
No, but Miss Thing was talking about Pussy. Pussy must have said something in the juice room, Kelly.
Pussy's not even in the juice room.
Oh, okay. Well, then why she said pussy? I thought the show was going in a different direction. So, caller, I apologize if that's the way you feel, but unfortunately, I just don't tolerate foolery. And to hear other femme queens hear what she just did, that's not what I would like for them to hear. I would like the femme queens to come on the phone and say, what they did is what they did, and it had nothing to do with me, and I'm where I'm at, and he's where they at, and I hope him and Jiggy and Jai jiggied it all out together.
But you know what? I agree with what you said, RR, and you're totally right. And you didn't, I hope she didn't take it as a read.
I wasn't trying to read.
Harsh words are readful. They do. They sound fierce. They are so harsh.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry. And you will understand when you read the proper age. But like we got to do, Kelly, we got to take more private callers who probably want to read us, and RR wants to go with the interview. And I no longer want to talk about Vicky. Her husband's name is Vicky. Listen, this conversation is over. Kel, Jasmine, do we have any callers, y'all?
Her husband's name is Vicky.
Jasmine, do we have any callers? So we can just take a breather for a minute.
Yes, please.
I'm in my fish tank trying to move my coral around.
You
so
still in this fish tank?
Yes, it's anemone gagging me because she don't want to. She just don't want to be comfortable.
That was hours ago.
$10,500.
What kind of fish do you have?
Hello.
Welcome to the anniversary show.
A whole bunch of Finding Nemo.
Oh.
You're live on the air, caller. $410,500. Okay. The caller is gone. And Vicky just posted in the juice room, my name is Vicky Gotti, a.k.a. Daquan, Miss Nicole. 212-470, you're live on the air.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I just wanted to say happy anniversary, and the last caller said what I was going to say. Like, please don't flash me, but I think Nicole comes off as very aggressive and very rude and loud sometimes, and the callers don't get to say what they want to say. She's always interrupting when y'all speaking, and it's annoying.
Okay, well, get over it. It's our anniversary. It's mine.
No, I mean, but come on.
You're entitled to your opinion. I love it.
You're always coming.
Yeah. But that's the personality that I bring. That's the show that it is. That's the personality. You may not enjoy it, but that's fine.
It's late, but happy anniversary, everybody. I'm still listening.
I know you are. We're going to put you back in the queue.
The legendary one himself, the legendary Monique Pussy Mizrahi is live on the airwaves.
Hello?
Oh, yes.
Yes, hi. What is going on, number one? What's going on with this gay shit? I mean, how am I getting into something about this gay shit? Number one, I don't even fuck with the book. I don't even fuck with Butch Queens. But anyway, how am I getting? I'm not even in the juice room. I can't even get in the juice room. So what's going on? How am I getting some about me, Poncho? Poncho was like, what, eight years ago when I dealt with that boy? The whole Atlanta dealt with that boy, so why y'all bringing his name up? Well, Alora's gay, and when it gets that was Alora's boyfriend. Really, I was never my boyfriend. You know me, I just go around sleeping everybody's boyfriend. I don't give a fuck. That was Alora's boyfriend. So, but anyway, I don't know how my name got into this gay shit. Anyway, I'm here laying in bed with a piece of trade. I'm listening to the radio show, and I keep on hearing her saying pussy. Either somebody got my name in that juice room playing to be me, it's not me. Cause I don't be in that gay shit. That's not me for real. So that was which parody? Which parody is this anyway? Which parody is that?
That's
the parody that came with Vicky Gotti.
Yes.
Okay. Well, tell parody that was not me. So if it's that pussy in that juice room, is somebody using my name as pussy, but it ain't me. I don't deal with girls who fuck with Butch Queens that vogues and do all that and wear lipstick and all that bullshit. I fuck with Trey. Now, if you're talking about Trey, I'd be in that room, but they don't talk about Trey, so I'm not in that juice room. So
I know that's my pussy. Say that one more time.
I fuck
pussy.
With Trey. And I don't, I'm, yes.
Pussy, yeah, I'm going to need you to sound a little more pussy.
I don't have to sound like pussy. Yeah, I don't fight like pussy. If everybody knows me, I fight like a piece of trade, and I will put a motherfucker stab wound in anybody. So I don't have to. Please, fuck that. Keep my name out that gate, because I don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't know if somebody using my name in that faggot chat room, but it's not me.
I don't care about no Vicky Guy, about no Johnny's, about no whoever. Who cares who was fucking who? I mean, come on now. That's the case. Let's talk about when Kevin was fucking Miss Vicky Gotti. What the fuck?
Bye, pussy! Bye! Pussy is now gone. Okay. Johnny, we have to mute this pussy. Bitch. Oh, let me tell you girls something. Let me tell you girls one thing. I don't need to use anybody's name to make any motherfucking show hot, bitch, okay? I don't even bring up the girls' names, bitch, unless the girls send for me. And if you send for me, I will come for you, bitch. So don't think nobody needs to use your name to motherfucking get ratings or any motherfucking thing. That's what you bitches do when you always gotta ask the girls about me and ask the girls about my motherfucking daughter. That's what you need to do to keep ratings and so girls can think that they're going to Kiki and make a motherfucking joke out of it. Kelly and my daughter is far from a motherfucking Kiki, and I'll make an example out of any motherfucking bitch that sings
oh,
for me.
Oh, shit.
Okay? So y'all bitches better keep it cute. And this is my last statement. And I did this when I was a Miss Rahi, and I tried to be motherfucking nice about the motherfucking situation, but I did it as a Miss Rahi. But now I'm doing it as a motherfucking couture. If I hear my motherfucking name mentioned on the Vicky Gotti show, or any one of my kids' names mentioned on the Vicky Gotti show, trust and believe, I'm going to bust Vicky Gotti in her motherfucking
mouth. Oh, shit.
And I put that on Barbara Dolores' motherfucking husband.
Oh, shit.
And mention Naomi name, mention anything they got to do with motherfucking couture. You think that my other girlfriend, my other brother, is after you, I'm going to bust you in your motherfucking mouth.
Blatty, I just wanted to say I love Pussy. She always keeps it real. Kelly, why did you mute her?
Me who?
Pussy.
Oh, because Pussy was getting out of line. And I'm getting aggravated that these girls want to talk about bitches got to keep their name in their motherfucking mouth. Nobody needs to keep anybody motherfucking name in their fucking mouth. You girls are irrelevant, bitch, okay?
Okay, stop. Jasmine,
let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Where do you see the show going as far as your vision for the future with the radio show, and what do you expect to gain from investing so much time, energy, and effort into this venture?
Well, I hope to see the radio show go pretty much in the same direction that it has been going in. I think with every show, every episode, everything that we do, the one thing that I do love about the show is that it's a learning experience, and you learn from what is happening. Currently, like we always say, the ballroom scene is evolving, and just like the ballroom scene evolving, our community is evolving, the radio show, I look forward to it evolving as well. As times change, the radio show should change. I'm going to make an announcement, and it's going to have to do with a lot of stuff that's going on right now. A lot of rumors have been going on, you know, that Kelly is, you know, wants to step away from the radio show and, you know, she's leaving the show and things of that sort. And I think all of this is just a growing process, you know. As we all grow, we all want to do different things within our lives and stuff. And I respect that because that's what shows, you know, evolution. That's what shows things growing and things of that sort. And I think, like tonight, you know, Kelly, you say that you know, you're tired of the drama, you're tired of this, you want to step back and everything like that. You don't have to sit here and continue to get so overexcited. That's one of the things that you just learn to, you know, stop doing. And you conduct yourself the way you've been conducting yourself tonight, you know, without getting out of line. Nicole, you know, you have been more positive about a lot of issues, no matter what people are saying about you. And you have grown within the show. I remember so many times in the beginning, people used to say, oh, Nicole doesn't conduct herself this way, and she, you know, she does this and she does that, but she has evolved with the show. even with myself, I always wanted to be the behind scenes, but I've been speaking over the past couple of months, you know, more than I've ever done. RR, bringing you aboard and your voice, you know, your education, your experience, and things of that sort, show us evolving and growing and stuff. So that's what I look forward to, is the continuing, you know, the continuing of growth within the show. Not for it to always be the same, but as times change, for us to grow along with it, even our attitude, our experience, what we go through in life, what we can bring to the format, you know, that's what I look forward to. When it comes to Kelly and her attitude, Nicole, even London, and yourself, myself, you know, that's what I'm looking at.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Hello?
You there?
Oh, okay.
We got speaker again.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say I really enjoyed doing the show. I think the show is definitely not a, what is it, Kelly said, a little show, they say it is? That little
show? It's no little show at all.
I think it's far from being little, and just like the caller who just called in and said, I'm laying next to a piece of trade listening to the show. Even when a girl got a date, she's still listening to the show. So it can't be that little, because anytime you can listen to a show and you got trade next to you, there must be something about this show that keeps you involved in wanting to listen, you know? So that's another thing. So as long as you can keep people's interest, I think that's all that really matters, you know? And let's face it, if you look at your board right now, it's lit up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. I want to thank everybody that listens to the show. And I even want to thank the older pioneer and icons that's still around that come out from time to time, and when I do see them, they tell me how they enjoy the show and they love listening to the show. I want to thank all of them for definitely listening to the show and being brought up with the times, because, you know, at time from time to time, the generations change, and I want to thank them for definitely still listening to the show, because without them, baby, listening to the show and being a part of the show, we wouldn't be here either, because y'all paved the way, and I want to thank y'all for definitely coming with the time and still listening to the show and being a part of the show, even though y'all don't call in and y'all don't say nothing, but when I do see y'all out in the streets or I see y'all at a ball, y'all tell me how y'all live for the show and everything, so I definitely do want to thank y'all.
We have to be real about the show itself. Again, like I said the other day, I look at the numbers. And, you know, you can't hide what the numbers show. You know, you can't hide that. A lot of people claim this is the little show. They don't listen to it. My house don't listen to it. Oh, I never call in and all that stuff. But yet, if their name is mentioned, it's like they're on speed dial. Like the number is on speed dial. They call in. I can imagine how many callers out there right now have this number programmed into their phone. They call in so quickly, or they have someone call in like they're at a ball and they want to know when the first category is about to come on. Call me if my name is mentioned, and they will call you so quickly. The numbers that are downloaded the next day of people downloading the episodes to listen to the show. There's hundreds of people out there, and even the Facebook messages that I get, that Kelly gets, I'm sure Nicole gets them too, that says, this is my first time listening to the show. I haven't listened to the show before, and I love the show. It's always new people all the time. I think I was reading a message a little while ago how someone said they're out somewhere in a state that doesn't have a ballroom scene and they don't have a main community, in Nebraska. And they're the only one living in Nebraska, and they have no idea about a ballroom scene there. And the radio keeps them in the loop and keeps them entertained. And that's what I love about it. For those people that are far away that don't have people to reach out to and speak to, or they just don't know what's going on and they want to stay in the loop. I love that, and that's what I want to continue to see. I want it to continue to grow, and that's why I do what I do.
And Susan Ms. Rice said her favorite show is when we did the shows for Vogue Evolution when they was on America's Best Dance Crew.
Yes, I remember that. We supported Vogue Evolution. I think, was that, Kelly, was that on a Saturday night or something?
It was on a Sunday night. We used to do shows on Sunday
night. I think it was
night.
On a Sunday night. We did a special show that night as the show was on live. We all watched the show as they were dancing every week, and then we talked about it during the commercials. And when it came time to voting, we had everybody on the phone voting for them and, you know, all over the place. And, you know, that was fun. I remember that. Thanks, Susan. I love that.
Pussy, if you out there listening, Paris says she apologized. She thought somebody said your name, so that's why she brought your name up. But she said she definitely do apologize to you if that it was not you. 646-472, you're live on the air.
This is Mike Haynes, Ebony, again. I decided to call back because I had to just say that initially I wanted to congratulate y'all, and I didn't get a chance to do that earlier. Jasmine?
Yes.
Hey, fantastic
hi.
Job. Fantastic job. You know, y'all like The View for the ballroom scene. So, you know, you give, you have, each of your hosts have a different personality. Each of y'all bring something different to the table. RR, we've been friends for how many years?
Since I slept in the Port Authority.
Yes, for many years. and you know what? And a lot of people don't know this, but this man is a staple in the scene. I mean, he's been out forever. He has seen it. He's seen it come and go. So anybody who I would look up to or take advice from or to know what it takes to win, you would have to get it from this man because he is ballroom. This show, as I said to you before, it's invaluable. It's going to be crazy sometimes. It's going to be a little chaotic, but it's something that the scene definitely needs and the community definitely needs. So, again, congratulations, and I want to see it progress and go further.
Thank you, Mike.
No problem, baby.
Yeah,
I
love funny. Yeah.
And I also think, it, like with Divine, just hearing her voice, it bridges the gap as well with the West Coast and the East Coast, besides Facebook, besides reading messages. But to
what's
be able
going
to
on
see,
here?
Huh?
I heard somebody cackling. I mean, what's the tea?
Oh. To be able to, like, hear from, like, Divine and her own voice and her own, you know, with her own expressions, how the West Coast community is, and compare it to, like, Nicole Kelly on the East Coast, you know, we all have something to put forth to this, and it bridges those gaps. It's like we're there. We're a part of what just took place. We can all read the messages and watch the YouTube videos as well, but to hear that expression, like, oh, bitch, that category gave me chills, and, you know, things of that sort, it's like, wow, I was there, or, oh, wow, I wish I would have been there, and stuff. So I think it just brings so much to it as well.
And that caller that you were talking about, Jasmine, his name is RJ that you was talking about, and he said thank you for the shout-out.
Yeah, RJ, I seen this thing earlier. Yeah. You're welcome, Nebraska.
Right. And you know what also makes the show really hot, too, like Uncle Mike just said, you know, everybody plays a part on this show, even like with London's character. London is at a ball. You would not even know that London is there. But when she comes on the radio show the next day, she can give you tea for tea and tell you where she was standing, and she could have been standing right next to you, and you don't know it's her. And that's like the suspense. You know, you're now looking around the ballroom. Who is this London bitch? You know, but nobody will ever know.
Because, bitch, I gagged, bitch, when she was posting up the pictures, bitch, and she looked like she was about 2 feet away from motherfucking Divine when she took that picture of Divine in Philly.
I know. Oh, my God. I'm gagging still. I've never figured out who that was. But I'm very thankful for being on the show. Yeah, and able to voice my opinion and, like Jasmine said, to give my synopsis of the West and just be who I am. I'm you guys accept me even when I'm not being accepted, but I'm still thankful because I'm here. And there's nothing, there's not much more that you can really say about that. I think the show, even though it has its days where things go linger on into other things as well, but all in all, it's just a way for us to get out here and just put it all on the table. Sometimes it's better to just put it out there, whether it's negative or positive, and just get it off your chest, as opposed to just, you know, holding it in. You never know. I've seen people have settled a lot of stuff. The show has settled a lot of problems. I have heard girls call in and, you know, and settle their disputes, or it starts the settlement of their disputes. And, I mean, it started some things, but I've heard it do some good things just as well as bad. So, like I said, I'm thankful to be here for all that want me here. If we're going to don't, I mean, what can I say?
718-813, you're live on the air. 718-813, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not.
Can you say, Jasmine, hold that pose real fast. Divine, let's make it clear, and I want you to understand this, and I mean this from a sincere place in my heart. When I am on the show, I am also a personality. What brings me out is because I do not allow who I am to be over, to be pushed down by the personality that I'm being on the telephone. When I have no problem with you being here, and it's fun to be able to come, that's what the show is about. It's like The View. You have different issues and everything. I have no personal problem about with you being here. You do not intimidate me. You do not make me feel uncomfortable. You do not do anything. You just, what I said earlier, repeat what I do. That's what I said.
Of course,
and
I don't. Wait, Nicole. No. I don't make you uncomfortable, and I don't intimidate you, but it feels like you make your damnedest attempt to do that for me.
No. But see, that. But wait a minute, Divine. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
I thought that we were cooler than that. But
no, we really, really are. But
you feel welcome.
Wait a minute. Let me explain something to you. Hold that pose. Take that needle out your ass and calm down. Wait a minute. Calm down. Calm your pussy. I'm happy to hear you spoke. You must have thought about what I said yesterday. I totally understand. But like I said, and I'm going to say it again, if you are taking it personal, that is you. It is not personal. It is all fun and game. When we're going back and forth at it, the fact that I even entertain it lets everyone to know that this is what everyone wants to see. This is a show, okay? I have no personal thoughts about you. I do not sit and judge you in any type of character. I do not worry about what you do. That's too far. We're going to stay right here on the show. If I offended you, I am sorry. But when you talk, like I said, like me, you talk real. So if I had to compare you to someone, I myself would compare because of the things you say out your mouth. The fact that you come and do what I do is not a bad thing, because look where I'm doing it and where I'm doing it from. So it's obviously that you have a passionate place in your heart, but I am talking about the platform of the show. You are taking it too far. I'm sorry if you are offended. That's all on you. I swear to goodness on my baby. Just the Lord knows itself. So if you don't get it, I'm sorry. But it's not that deep. It is not that deep. Your emotions, this is a Kiki. I thought you was Kikiing with the back and forth and everything.
Well,
but you know, but you're going.
No. Don't get it wrong. I was definitely Kikiing because, girl, if I felt some type of way when the car already came in and got real bold with it. But, I mean, all in all, at the end of the day, I do feel like you definitely say that you don't want another girl there. And I feel like every time something's bitching with me, you give me a little bit, and I just give a little bit back.
No, I think that you're taking it personal because you know that you're coming on the show with, I know, because you're coming on the show with someone like myself, and you are who you are. And I appreciate you knowing that whenever you need to do something, you need to address something, just like you should appreciate whenever you ask me to speak about a conversation like you did yesterday, that I speak real. I have no venom and no shade for you. We're talking about something like The View. If we had Jasmine and Kelly, let's tell the truth. If we had the backstage,
we all have our own opinion.
To a show, everybody has had their chaos. Kelly has done this to me. RR has seen it. We all have seen it. Kelly is not
personal. I'm sorry that it's that deep for you, but it's not for me. We're talking about the show.
Nicole.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. The reason why Divine was brought to the show, because Divine had her situation that she had, and now her situation is over. Divine is just like Rodney. Divine and Rodney is at every ball from state to state, okay? So if at one point in time in my life, if I ever do decide that I don't want to do the show anymore, Divine and Rodney is at every ball. They can definitely bring all the recaps to the show and definitely be here to recap. And it's no shade to you, Nicole. I love you. You're my sister. I love you down. But you have a daughter. You don't travel from state to state. So if I was to pass the Monday nights on, I would have to pass it on. Yes, you have been here before, Divine and Rodney, but I would have to pass it on to Divine and Rodney because they're more active in the ballroom scene as being at every ball and getting the tea. If I was to pass Monday nights on to you and you was to do Monday and do your
Wednesday, I wouldn't do Monday.
Listen. If I was to pass it on to you and you was to do Mondays and do your Wednesday night show on Wednesday, you would still have to wait for Divine and Rodney to come to have the tea on what happened at the Bulls.
And Miss Kelly, okay, I'm happy that you just said all that you said and no shade and stuff. And listen clearly to my voice because now I'm getting frustrated and I'm getting fucking mad. It is not
that serious.
No, because everyone is talking and everyone is boasting out the fucking character. I am explaining from my heart. It is not that serious. Kelly, Divine being a part of the platform, it's not that deep. I never brought it up in the interview. I never asked the question. I expressed it my opinion about another figure having a platform on the show. I was allowed to do that to Jasmine and Kelly, and I can. It does not mean that there was anything necessarily personal to Divine. Divine, like I said earlier, and I'm going to say it again, when y'all had that interview and I woke up 6 o'clock in the morning, Vicky, Paris's husband, invited a question, and you answered the question with what you heard. You never heard me say anything. Now, we can all go to listen to the interviews. You said, well, at first I thought you was going to end it with the first things you said because it was cute and you ziplocked it. But then you went into what you heard and people said how I felt and that you weren't going nowhere and that's just that. I heard this thing and I said, oh, it was very nice. And I never came and addressed you because it wasn't that beat for me. So when I came on the show, you asked me, I'm going to let you speak, Divine. You asked me on the show, what was my rebuttal? I told you honestly and like the real bitch and the gangster that you have, I told you nice and calm that you and me as a person and individual, we don't have no problem, bitch. Like, why should I be mad or angry at you when there's nothing that I can't take you for? You know, that's not the case. I said when we talking about the show, it's for the show. When you come on the show, there's things you do and you bring like me. You also said it. People are saying it. So that means people are comparing us. Why on the platform of everybody people are comparing us? I don't know, but that's what's being said. So I said what I said. So all that extra shit and Kelly, you telling me about what you put in and Divine put in, that does not bother me because who I am is who I am. And what part I played. And me and Divine going at it actually gives my inbox a big, large amount of inbox and hers too. And that's the way I was looking at it. Now, Divine, if you got other personal issues or you think I don't read you, I don't say anything. We're talking about you and the show.
Hold on, Nicole.
Because I can't believe you just went more into your feelings for that hormones like you just did. And I can't believe, Kelly, that you came with the backlash that you don't know where I'm coming from.
Listen, Nicole, can't nobody get a word in edgewise. You like to blast through every fucking
you're not making fucking sense, I don't want to hear that because I don't feel like that about you, Divine.
You don't get it. That's why. You don't get it.
Listen, let me tell you something. This is the whole thing. Divine hung up 3 times tonight. And every time Divine hung up, she texted me and said she hung up the phone. And I told her to call. And I told her to call back in. Because every time Divine says something to Cole, it makes it seem like you don't want her here. Because every time she says something, you have a smart comment or you're making sound effects. So that it makes it seem like you're throwing shade at her and you don't want her here.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Okay, that's fine. But can I ask a question, Divine? Can I ask a question, Kelly, and RR, and London, and Jasmine, and you callers? Haven't I been a sound effect girl since the time I've been on this show?
I don't think it's so much about you being a sound effect individual as much as it's
when you choose to do so.
No, hold on now. I think at this point right now what you're doing is you're not listening. You're hearing what you want to hear, and you're preparing what you want to say by what you're hearing instead of listening to what's being said and then absorbing it so that you can get the realization of what they're saying. Nobody is saying anything about your delivery. What they're saying is that when it comes to Divine, it seems like every time she says something, you have a rebuttal which feeds into her believing that maybe you just don't want her here, more so than the fact that you're just feeding into it as a role that you're playing on the radio, because you don't give that to everybody else. You only give that to her.
I'm not compared to everybody. Yes, I do, but I'm not compared to everybody else. And everybody never got on the show, and there was never no interview about you and Jasmine, about me and her, you taking my place, or Divine, this one taking my place.
Let me ask you this now. Mm-hmm. Are you feeling, and this is 100, and me, mm-hmm.
Of course she is.
100.
Of course she is.
Are you feeling intimidated at the fact that?
No. Anybody that really know me, I'm not an intimidated girl.
Hear me out. You're not listening, baby. Listen. Are you feeling intimidated? Not in a way of your own self being able to handle yourself, but that there's someone who's on your level as far as being a broadcaster, or someone who's on your level that can actually come in and become a broadcaster and have their own set, and this individual may be a little threatening to you.
From the deepest part of my heart, and I've talked to you, and you know seriously, what you just said was way too much work and way too much energy. This is a radio show for ballroom and to teach good and stuff like that. If we're throwing shade and me and Kelly is going at it, I cannot go as far as where it is on the radio show. I have no personal real issue about Divine, because that would mean that I have a problem with who I am, and that's not me. So
okay.
The word intimidated, that's why I get upset, and that's why
okay.
I get figured, because things people apply to me, that don't apply to me. Because if that's the case, Kelly, all the things that you do and all the things I know you do secretly, it would apply to the person that you are, and I know that that's not true. So that does not apply to me.
And
me
then
being intimidating.
And you know what you just said? You said the same thing that Kelly said to me when we mended our bridge. Kelly said, I don't even remember what you're talking about. That's just my personality on the radio, because when the radio show is over, I forget about half the shit I say.
And basically, people
so
feed off
to
that.
Happen here, what I think needs to happen here is that you and Divine need to have a personal conversation off the radio, and y'all need to bridge this situation. I don't think this is something we need to air out on the radio.
What I say, you know what I think? I think me and Divine should have a personal conversation and getting to know each other off the radio. I think the radio is for the radio.
I thought that we were already at that level, Nicole.
We know. I'm talking about as far as communicating.
I didn't understand where all that was coming from.
No, it was, but see, you taking it.
Once I got on the show.
Remember,
me, you and Jennifer had long, numerous conversations, and Kiki on the radio show. But the moment they looked like I was going to be a staple or anything permanent on here, you started giving it.
No, Divine, let me say something to you. Listen, you heard my opinion about how I felt about you on the show when?
Can y'all settle this at another time? That's what I'm saying.
I don't have the problem. That's why I'm saying
okay.
I'm not. It's not
a,
that
it's
serious.
No.
It's that. It's
well,
and I understand what y'all feel
like
and what
it.
Y'all saying, but I'm not that type of girl to be. That's too much work, Devon. And I'm upset about who this. I don't think Kelly can do what I can do. I don't think Devon could do what I could do. I don't think I can do what Devon can do. So that's not. That's too much work for me. So it's not that serious. I would love to get Devon, know Devon, because I respect Devon on a different level as just us being sisters and stuff. But to feed into this when I know that it's just not that serious, and just like Devon, you play
right.
in the rooms and you read and you carry on, and everybody do what they do. They put me and Devon together, and Jasmine, in a conversation that had never happened with anybody coming on the show. Jennifer came on the show. Anybody came on the show. Devon had a response. I blatantly respond. We can go back and forth like we two hosts that's not, you know, in agreement, and we go back to disagree. You know, I'm taking it more on that term. I'm not more taking it more where you guys are or taking it with.
It's like Star Jones
to,
and Barbara Walters, huh?
Oh,
yeah,
like that.
Now,
yeah, yes, yes. Or like Rosie O'Donnell. Like, that's where I'm at with it. That's
so
it's not,
the process one now because now they have people have something to say.
Oh, God.
8-3, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
You know, how are you? Congratulations. Happy anniversary, everyone. Hi, who's on the phone? You know, I just woke up.
Everybody besides Rodney, the whole cast.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Tashawn.
Hi, Nicole. You just, you make my head hurt sometimes. You really do. I've been listening to the show slightly, and you makes my head hurt. It's like, it sounds like hate going through Blog Talk. I'm just like, damn, you always saying something. And, you know, I'm not trying to be shady or fierce to you because, you know, we always go through this. But, honestly, you just make my head hurt, really. I just took a leave. But, you know, I love everybody down, but I don't think I should be arguing over the airwaves. You know, it's not. It's tasteless.
Tashawn, you just woke up.
I did. I woke up about 45 minutes ago, and I've been listening to you.
But you've been listening to me for a very long time on this show.
You've been making noises. You've been making little antidotes. You always
and you have came on and made the noises with me at times.
That was back in the days, baby.
Right, I know, whatever. You know what? I can't. You're not. You don't see this. Don't work for me. This don't work for me, and it doesn't work because guess what? I stand for what I stand for, and I know how I feel, and there's no malice like that. And none of you motherfuckers is going to make me think any different. So I don't give a fuck if I hurt your head. Get off the phone. Go to sleep. And if you don't want me here, Jasmine or Kelly, just say it. And Nicole will pop. And another. I mean, what's up? I don't hate anybody. That's impossible. You're using words that's not me.
I'm a caller. I like to listen.
Hate?
I like to listen to all of
hate?
This. And it gives me hate coming through your bloodline. Because
hate?
Ever since Devon came on, and it's honestly, and it's my opinion, and everyone has one like an asshole, like I said, you always make a comment or antidote when anybody say something. Anybody. You always have something to say. But then when the girls come and react to you, you have a problem.
No,
but
I don't.
Baby,
no, I don't. Because I'm still here. You saying what you're saying, and I'm still telling you. I don't give
that's
a fuck.
Today.
So,
today.
And I'm still here, and I'm still saying. So, no, I don't have a problem. I don't go to sleep with a problem because if I know what I did and where it came from, I know in my heart. Then if you mistook it, I'm sorry you felt that way. But no, I don't. So you describing
okay,
that just
okay,
yourself.
Can I say something? Can I say something? This is my idea. When I came a part of this show, I thought it was going to be more of a sisterhood. I didn't know that we were going to be bumping heads. Had I known that, I would have came in here with the arrogance and with that attitude. I think we're all going to be kind of like, you know, cool and doing commentary and kind of like calm and let the people that want to get outrageous be the people that call in and we have some type of, you know, some type of... I don't even know what to say. Some type of respect for one another and ourselves. I'm not going to say you disrespected me, but this is not what I imagined. I didn't imagine having a battle with you. Now, the girls that call in and want to rip me, that's different. And have their opinions, that's expected. But when we're on the show, I thought we were all on the same side of the glass and the same side of the microphone. You low-key, at times, you make me feel like we are at odds. And I'm like, girl, I thought this was my own girl. I thought we were cool. Why would she be making these toys? Why does she have a problem with me getting the thing song? Why does she keep humping? Why every time I say something, she goes blaring over me? Why would you come in the room, you say hi to everybody but me? All that. Everybody catches the shade. Nobody's dumb. So, you know what I mean? And I just, like I said, when I joined the show, that was not my idea of what I wanted to. If I wanted to go out and bump heads, I can bump heads anywhere, on the streets, down the corner, at a bar, anything like that. When I do this is my free time. I'm not getting paid. I thought this was going to be fun and recreational and make a good message out there showing that we can all do this. Why would, if we're trying to make a good image and message out for the public, why would we show each? Why would we be on here bumping heads with one another and casting shade on here? And we're supposed to be leading by example. So all that does is make the girls feel like it's cute to do.
Okay, hold on. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Oh my God, I had to take notes because I had to give my honest opinion about the situation. And first, I want to say congratulations on your anniversary. Hello, everybody. Kelly, Devine, Nicole, all. I'm going to give my honest opinion. Y'all know I'm very neutral. So what I say, don't take it personal. I'm just giving my honest opinion. And like y'all said, an opinion is like a nasty asshole. Everyone's got one, and it smells like cate puss. Now, I think the situation is this. I think Nicole feels that y'all all are ganging up on her. And when a person feels that everyone is ganging up on you, you get defensive, number one. Number two, to be a host of a show, you don't have to travel to all the balls because you can get your people to travel for you to give you the 411, and then you can announce it on the show. So, Kelly, by you saying Nicole doesn't travel, she don't do balls, that's like a kick in the face, so to say. And you being her close sister, I think she took it as an offense or an attack. Nicole, am I right or wrong?
Right.
Okay, number one. And again, don't take it. I'm just giving my honest opinion.
Okay, before you go any further, let me stop you so I can comment on that, and then you can go to your next statement.
All right.
Why I said that was because, Keisha, it's a lot of balls that I don't go to, Keisha. And I be sitting here, and before the show comes on, I talk to Jasmine, and Jasmine said, what tea did you get about the ball? I don't know any tea I got about the ball. I have to wait for Rodney or Divine to take and come on the show to do the recap and to tell me what happened at the ball. So I don't know what's going on. So I can't do anything until they come here and tell me exactly what happened at the ball. That's the only reason why I said that, because I have been in that predicament plenty of times when I had no transportation or no money to get to a ball, and I have to wait for Rodney or Divine to come and tell me exactly what happened. So that's why I made that statement. But go ahead on.
Nicole, Kelly, you have to understand, when you have a friendship or a bond with someone, and they always say blood is thicker than water, I think when someone has a bond with a certain person, they always expect that person to always keep that bond. But when you kind of like turn against or have an opinion about a situation, sometimes people take it in a different level, especially on air. Okay? Now, as journalists, I think you all should all remain professional. If you have some personal vendetta, it should be taken off the air, not on the air. Now, if a caller calls in and wants to throw shade or read, then I think y'all can get out of character. But if y'all supposed to be journalists as a team, this back and forth, but this, that, the third, I think that's very unprofessional, and you're not leading by example as leaders, pioneers, or icons. If you are.
Keisha, yeah. Thank you for calling in and saying what you have to say. We only have 5 minutes left in the show.
Hold on, wait. We got another caller. Hold on, Jasmine. Alexis, you're live on the air. Alexis, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I just want to say this right quick. I understand where both parties are coming from, and both of them are very stern people. They have very strong personalities. And Nicole, I don't think Devine is she has a way of saying things, and Nicole, you have a very way of saying things that make people think that you are trying to attack them. So I think with, like RR said, maybe y'all just need to talk and sit down and get a better understanding of what's really going on. Because both of you guys are very, I love listening to both of y'all, and both of y'all are very stern. It's like two rams just going at each other, and it doesn't need to be like that. Y'all are very good people, y'all are very good hosts, and I think y'all just need to come to a better understanding. That's it.
Okay. Now, Jasmine?
Listen, Devine, are you still there?
Yeah, Devine, Nicole, everybody's still there.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm here.
Okay. Listen, we only got a few minutes left, so we're going to end the show out tonight. But I personally think, you know, as the director and producer of this show, number one, Nicole and Devon definitely should get together and speak about, you know, just get to know each other on a different level so it doesn't have to be seen this way. Number two, I am asking everybody that is on this show right now to stop listening to what other people are saying, because I get the calls from you guys that are saying, well, do you feel this way, or I heard someone feels this way, or whatever. If we can be a, you know, a group together, we can communicate with each other and avoid those problems. Nicole, you called me the other day about a statement that Keisha made or whatever, and we addressed it. So we just need to avoid what people are saying out there and just work among each other. The future of this radio show for the next couple of months will be Monday night, the recap show, with your host, Kelly, your co-host, Devon, Rodney, and Nicole as well. On Tuesdays, Nicole will be doing her show, her Sister for Sister for Real show. I will be doing my State of Emergency show on Wednesdays. When summer comes after Memorial Day, we will be going on a break. We will just be doing Mondays for the summer for the recap of the balls that are hot and going on throughout the summertime, and then we will return back in the fall with the same lineup, or we will be going in a different direction. But we only have a few weeks left, and we will be working together with that in our own little way. My positive show on Wednesdays. Tuesdays will be Nicole's for Sister for Real show with RR as well, because they have a lot to do. They have their working on the writing of that as well. And on Mondays will be the recap. So we will work together on this, and we don't need to let it's again like the icons, the legends, the bowling team, the leaders, the parents and stuff. We do not need to let everyone see that we're going through something when we can make one phone call and fix it.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. And on that note, can everybody say goodnight? Because we got 2 minutes left.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
I'm sorry. And London is a part of the recap show tonight. London, sometimes you're so quiet. But London will be a part of that Monday night recap, too. And he will tune in from time to time as well.
But like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I love y'all all for loving me, and I love everybody for being a part of the show. I want to thank everybody that has made this show what it is over the last 3 years, and I want to thank everybody that's going to make this show what it is for the next coming 3 years. I want to thank Nicole. I want to thank Devon. I want to thank RR. I want to thank London. I want to thank Jasmine. I want to thank Rodney. But definitely a big thanks to Jasmine for definitely funding the show and making the show what it is. And the show would not be nothing without the callers. I love y'all all for definitely listening to the show.
I'm still here, and I feel the same way, Kelly. Thank you all for tuning in.
Yes, and for definitely letting us into your homes for the last 3 years. I love y'all all. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And we'll be live back here on Monday night for the recap show. Good night, and thank y'all once again for these 3 years. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think if I could just be on TV or film or anything, I do that, just the money. Of course, I do want the money because I want the luxury that goes with it.